live in defiance of those that tried to silence us. It's hard to believe it's already Tuesday, the 5th day of May.
Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. Several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come with me. Impressive. Most impressive. Indeed, you are powerful. Well, just as I predicted with total precision 66 days ago when this all started, Iran taunts, just getting started, breaks the ceasefire. Trump says the ceasefire is not over. They launch more missiles, hitting the UAE and others. 10 attacks on U.S. ships and bases. And Trump, who's declared victory 31 times now, is a laughingstock around the world and is destroying American soft power and hard power. Meanwhile, in Israel, in the UAE, and many other places, they arrest thousands of people in the last 66 days that dare show any of the wreckage and destruction of U.S. bases, Israel, and any of the Arab states that are aiding Israel and the United States. You know, I love America. I love our country. I love the recovery Trump was doing. It was starting to work. And this is destroying all of that. And up above it, the globalists want that for the Great Reset. And all the fools, still probably only 30% of MAGA, that called myself and Tucker and others traitors. Can you admit you were wrong? So that we can put enough pressure on Trump, which is starting to happen, to get him to end this before it's too late? How much worse does it have to get? I have all the mainline military analysts, economists, the head of Chevron, all of them saying we're going to have oil shortages all over the world. It's already started. You have Carney saying America was taking over the New World Order and our globalist system was being defeated, but now, because of Trump's actions, we are going to be able to have the EU run the New World Order with China. And he's made an alliance with the EU and China. And they're the third biggest oil producer in the world. So it's no joke. That's why Trump, when Carney had a 14% approval rating, Trudeau's boss, former head of the Bank of England, when Trump was making fun of Canadians, saying 51st state and we kick your ass in hockey and all this stuff, I said, that's going to make them vote for Carney, and he won. Trump got him elected. We're being encircled now by China. So he makes a smart move in Venezuela. It's worked so far. And I said, I hope it works. This is a gamble. And I said, Midnight Hammer, I hope that's the end of it, but I believe that's just Israel getting ready to suck us into full war the next year, exactly as I said. This is a mega disaster, and we've got all of the information coming out. Meanwhile, Israel has the lowest approval rating of any country in the world. In Gallup polls, you name it, they know it. Netanyahu said 8 months ago he was going to spend $500 million in the U.S. alone to propagandize us to support the war he was getting ready for and to, quote, shut up anybody that disagrees with him. It's a foreign power doing that, not just trying to control our foreign policy, but domestically. Now Netanyahu has gotten $730 million more, quote, into government finance propaganda by the defense ministry to be spent in the United States on pro-war. Everybody's an anti-Semite that doesn't agree with this insanity garbage. That's not the made-up Russiagate. No proof of Russia involved in any big way here. Meanwhile, Israel's always been one of the biggest lobbies, and now it's the biggest, trying to run everything, and it's totally insane. And turning the whole world against Israel. And everybody that's happy about that, have you thought a few steps ahead of what happens then? This is bad for everybody. We'll break it all down straight ahead. Share those live feeds now. You are the Paul Revere's. The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. Bigley does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tomorrow's news today.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I am your host, Alex Jones, your chronicler, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network. The new news site with all the video feeds, articles, key analysis, reports, and more is alexjoneslive.com. That is the cordage to share. Before I get into all the massive news, and oh, I'm loaded for bear, and I've got to cover this all today, I'm doing all 4 hours of the transmission ahead of Harrison Smith coming in at 3 p.m. Central today in 4 hours. Or to be technical, 3 hours and 53 minutes from now. But I just want to say this up front. This crew is incredible. The listeners and viewers are absolutely amazing. All of you supporting us, your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, thealexjonesstore.com. We couldn't do any of this without you. This is a team effort. These victories against the deep state trying to shut us down, everything they've done is your victory. It's our shared victory. And I salute you from the bottom of my heart for keeping us in the fight, reaching exponentially more people. Their shutdown of InfoWars last week has created a massive Streisand effect. The biggest that I've ever experienced, it has absolutely blown up in their faces. They were very smart to just stop paying the bills 3 months ago and tell us to get out of the building at midnight, May 1st. But they jumped the gun 2 weeks before and said the Onion was coming to take it over when they had any contracts or any deals and no court certification. And now they are in deep crap. I'm not going to get into our filing that we filed yesterday in federal court. You can find it if you want. But I'm just, my lawyers asked me not to get into it yet. But as soon as the Supreme Court rules, it's an emergency motion, they'll rule in the next few days. Wait till you see what they did. They told 7 massive lies, all easily verified with videos, photos, documents, emails, everything. Unbelievable. They ordered us out of the building, then went and filed an emergency motion saying we've stolen equipment, sabotaged everything, didn't tell them we were leaving, that they didn't turn off Infowars.com when they ordered them to, the service provider. I mean, we have it all. We have it all. It's unbelievable that they are so arrogant. But they had control judges in Texas and Connecticut for the show trials, so they keep acting like the other courts are ultra corrupt. And they keep ruling against them, federal and state. But now they have absolutely stuck their pee-pee in a beehive. So all praise goes to God. Thank you for all the prayers out there. But this is insane when you see this. I mean, 7 mega Mac lies. One of these gets you huge sanctions, maybe lose your law license. 7 mega lies. Imagine with zero proof filing that we'd stolen and sabotaged the building and all this ridiculous crap. Imagine saying they didn't order the services turned off when it's all the emails and texts and then doing it. I mean, it's just, it's insane. They're like, give the onion to them, Supreme Court, right now, because Jones is basically blowing up the building. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's got all the exhibits of them saying, we're shutting him down, we hate him, we don't want money, we want to misrepresent him and make him look bad and destroy, you know, the brand. Meanwhile, he's destroying the brand, help us, we just want to make money. Meanwhile, all the filings, we don't want money, we don't want money, we don't want money. In court documents, I mean, it's just contradiction, lie, 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 lie. We don't just counter their 7 lies in this filing. We counter a bunch of the others, but we got another big, mega juicy filing coming. Okay, my lawyers, let's not talk about it. I'm going to stop. You've already deposed all these people. I'm not playing around here. We've been suing the living hell out of them. And it's been your support at thealexandstore.com that's allowed us to stay on air, build the new network, and go on the offense with these people. So I salute you, thealexandstore.com, thealexandstore.com. And there are a lot of items that aren't available at thealexandstore.com that are on the sister site, realalexjones.com. And that keeps us all in the air, realalexjones.com. So we'll put those URLs up on screen for you. So that's one update. And then without even looking, when I say that, I mean, I was this morning reading comments and seeing links under the 60 Minutes piece saying anybody that complains about FEMA openly saying white people don't get aid under Biden and we only give gays and lesbians help. I mean, they said it officially in documents and in Zooms. And they run, and then now they say, oh, white supremacists are making this up. And I'm going to cover that today. I'm like just reading comments, and I see 2 comments saying, man, I love Alex Jones. I wish he was still on air. I wish we'd heard what he had to say. So I started commenting, hey, we're at alexjoneslive.com. We're on X at Real Alex Jones. We're on Rumble at AJN Live. At AJN Live on Rumble's the new channel. And so all of you that know we're here, know we're on, we have record audience right now, despite most people believing the lie that I'm off the air. I was getting gas last night, and an older gentleman walks over and he goes, Alex, I've been listening to you 20 years, and man, I just hope you get back on the air soon. And I said, well, thank you, sir. But I said, when's the last time you listened? He said, well, I see the clips, and I tuned in about a week ago. But, you know, it's in the news, you're off the air, because that's what they're saying everywhere in the local paper front page. And I said, no, sir, I didn't miss a beat because of my great crew and the support of listeners. We're at AJN Live on X, and we have the new news site, alexjoneslive.com. He goes, well, when's it on? I said, it's 11 a.m. I said, yes, sir, same time. Same time, same bat channel. You think you get a URL and some old equipment? I mean, listen, here's the thing about HD, okay? Stuff's been HD for 20 years. And you can just go up and up and up in quality of the HD. But all that happens is our old HD cameras are this big. The new ones are this big, like in this studio, and a lot less expensive. The average equipment in the old InfoWars studio, we looked at it, was 12 years old. It was constantly breaking, you name it. We had a board. Remember, we went off 30 minutes air last week because the board literally started, the old board started smoking and broke. We didn't go off air. They used another switcher just to put videos on, but I couldn't be live when Nick Fuentes was on. So the idea that we're in there robbing, oh, this precious equipment, oh, and again, just made up. Imagine people that'll go tell a Supreme Court he is stealing the equipment. I mean, just absolutely maniac behavior. But I'm going to get into all the news now. I'm going to stop ranting about this. This is just so crazy that they think it's just open season to say whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. So we're on the air. Not a conspiracy theory, on Tuesday, May 5th, 2026, and we were on air at 11 a.m. Central on May 1st, May Day, and didn't miss a lick because of how hard this crew worked and your support out there. And most people know that, and we're getting record viewers and listeners and everything. And all the stations, you know the new feed, they picked it up and went great, got even more stations because of the Streisand effect. So rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. We can show you hundreds of articles. We already showed them. Jones is finally off the air. We finally got him off the air. It's the end of Alex Jones. It's crazy, folks. Absolutely nuts. But some people read that in the front of the newspaper And they go, wow, too bad. Alex is gone. And that's the type of crap they pull. And it really hurt us a year and a half ago when the Onion said they won that auction that never happened. The judge overturned it and said it was a fraud. Our revenue at InfoWarsStore.com is now shut down because they ordered the server provider shut down. They we had a 74-75% decrease in sales, and it never came back. Because people are like, we're not giving the Onion money. If they own InfoWarsStore.com, we're not going to go to that. Then they filed court filings complaining that I was sabotaging InfoWars Store when they were the ones that said they owned it, that no one wanted to support them. And then the receivers and the people that came in wouldn't let us buy all the new product we needed to even fund it. They do everything they can to do a wet blanket and shut us down, kick us out of the building three different times, the latest last week, and then say that we're doing it. I mean, when we have all the emails, the letters, the documents, the court orders, all of it. It's just mind-blowing. So tell everybody you know, because this is a team effort. We are on the air. I promise you, I'm live from the Alex Jones Network right now. You can see it. We're not off the air. I'm sorry, Bloomberg and AP and Reuters and MS Now and all them tell you that. It's not true. Yeah, there's from the Onionoids, the former head censor at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow's producer. Property was removed from our studio, including, blah, blah, blah. It goes on through all this crap. All this stuff. Jones likely made off with physical props and studio backdrops. Oh, yeah. Likely. Oh, you mean like what is in here from the old studio? Nothing. Is there anything in here? Oh, there's that globe. Guys, come give me the globe off the ground there. This globe I've had for 20 years for my house that I took down to the studio, a $20 globe. Yeah, that came out of there. And it wasn't marked by the bankruptcy court because it's mine. Yeah, did I take old coffee cups out that are mine? Yeah, you bet. That's did the crew take their pictures off the wall and their own personal stuff? Yeah. All we care about in that building was mementos of the great victories we had. Oh, look, the grand heist here, folks. Unbelievable. Okay, let me shift gears out of this because we got a lot to cover. Ooh. Got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Eastbound and down. All right. Let me just tell you what's coming up. I didn't get into the Lone Star Tech, GMO modified by Bill Gates, weaponized with a weaponized form of Lyme disease and loaded with genetic material to trigger alpha-gal syndrome, whereas if the tick bites you, then you can't eat any red meat, lamb, beef, pork, anything ever. It can kill you. A bunch of people are dying from it. And we have the WEF years ago saying, we're going to engineer the ticks so they bite you so you can't eat the beef. And then Bill Gates is involved funding it all. That ties into him releasing the mosquitoes and all the rest of it. I didn't hit it yesterday. I will hit it today at the start of the third hour. In fact, I've just got so much. I'm doing it at 6 after, third hour. I'll probably take 30 minutes on this. All the documents, video clips. It is incredible. Okay? Then people are finally waking up and flipping out because now the law's gone into effect that Biden passed in 2021, but it's been similar laws passed all over the world standardized, that all the new cars, and it's been in the fancy ones for over a decade, already have self-driving. They already have cameras watching you. It already goes back to AI. It already flags it for humans to look at. Remember a month ago, Meta, Facebook, or headlines, staff worried that they're seeing things they shouldn't see when AI flags off of your Meta glasses things you're doing. And then that's going back to humans to look at. So you're wearing the Meta glasses while you bang your wife. You're wearing the Meta glasses while you're in a corporate meeting with secret proprietary stuff. It's all being scooped up by AI. It's all being put into the system. And it's the Google Assistant. It's the Amazon Assistant, Alexa. It's Siri. It's everything. But now people are freaking out because they go buy a new car or they get a rental car, and I got examples of it. And this is what freaks the average person out. Not the documents, not the on the record. That just sounds too crazy when it's actual law. But when you get in your car and you're a little short woman, in one example, and the scanner can't scan her eyes and follow and record everything she's saying, it then tells her on the, it kills the gas when she's getting on the highway. She almost gets killed. And it tells her, sit up straight so I can watch your eyes. And that got her. Because you're being, and some of these things have, the car talks to you. The AI tells you. It's literally your minder, your prison guard. And it's everything. The washers, the dryers. The remember what the head of the CIA said about 14 years ago. You type it in, McChrystal. CIA director, no, it was Petraeus. It was Wired Magazine. CIA director says, your washing machine is watching and listening to you already. And he said it was a good thing. So my point is, this has been going on forever. And now finally people understand it. Now they're freaking out. And I've got a bunch of articles and other areas and other systems to give you the big picture on that. So we're going to hit that in the last 15 minutes or so of this hour. Then we've got, interspersed the next hour, Texas man wounded after shooting at Secret Service near Washington Monument. You've got other people trying to attack the White House again. I mean, things are going crazy. You have more Islamic car ramming attacks. You have Romania pro-EU government collapse after no confidence vote. Currency tumbles to record lows. That ties into NATO trying to take control of all these states with these soft coups ahead of total war with Russia. And that ties into Iran. We'll be getting into that. And just so much more. There is so much I've got here that is so important. Judge disturbed over treatment of Trump gala shooting suspect because he said in his letter, I expect to die today one way or another, and said he was suicidal. So they put him in basic restraints while they got a cell ready for suicide watch. And the judge apologized and said basically the guy's a hero, just like Mangione. Remember, over 80% of Democrats in polls think he's a hero, executing a healthcare executive. You can say the healthcare executives are corrupt, they ration care, they do kill people. But a healthcare executive at an HMO is way lower down the chain of eugenics and death than, say, Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci. Oh, but the left, they all love them. Oh, no. But so you got this leftist judge fetishizing. You got to read his ruling. Well, they have transcript just slobbering all over this guy who it looks like is guilty. Now, was he some crazy thing who was coming and they let him do it? Looks like a stand down to me. But I don't think the whole thing was staged. When people say staged, it means it's all fake. No, if they let him slip through, that's a stand down. But it's still bad, and I've seen evidence of that. But again, this really big story is Netanyahu pledged 8 months ago an eight-front war, or maybe it was 9 months ago, and he said, we're going to propagandize in America. We're going to get anybody to criticize anything Israel does shut down. If you even criticize Zionism, we're listing that as anti-Semitism. We're going to get laws passed in the U.S. and Europe, put your ass in jail. We've played all the clips of saying that. He made good on that. $500 million has been spent since he said that last year, and now the Israeli government to pour $730 million, this is in the Israeli newspapers, in the next few months into propaganda arm aimed at reputational crisis. So that's all coming up. But right now, let's get into this, just below that, right here. War back on. It never ended. Iran crows, we're just getting started. After Dubai blitz, as Trump refuses to say ceasefire is still in effect. And then he did say it was in effect. And then Hegseth said, well, it's still in effect on a scale. We'll play that clip in a moment. After attacking the UAE yesterday, Iran launches new wave of missiles, drones at United Arab Emirates, and a lot of them are getting through and hitting. But if you show it as a citizen or journalist, you get put in jail. Is the ceasefire over? Hegseth grilled on Hormuz firefight. Now they're admitting that they've been, quote, shooting at our ships after denying it. Day 66 of Middle East conflict. Iran attacks on UAE. Trump warns against targeting U.S. ships. U.S. insists Iran ceasefire not over despite attacks in Strait of Hormuz. Yeah, whatever the truth is, they just say the opposite. Trump didn't used to do that, folks. I know the issues. The left's all like, see, you know, I mean, he's a liar about everything. See, you were wrong the whole time. No, this is a new Trump. No, he was the most truthful politician I've ever seen. 98% accurate. It's as accurate as I was. Sometimes he got stuff wrong. U.S. insists Iran ceasefire not over despite attacks in the Strait of Hormuz and on a bunch of countries. I mean, this is just cuckoo town. UAE under fresh attack. Air defense active engaging missiles, incoming drones from Iran. U.S. pushes to reopen Strait of Hormuz as Iran attacks on UAE. Strain ceasefire. Strain the ceasefire. They're like blowing everything up, but oh, it's a ceasefire. And Iran's like, no, the ceasefire's over. Israel continues to attack Lebanon areas. We're done. And they continue to board Iranian ships. Trump says U.S. will free ships trapped by Strait of Hormuz closure. But the admirals have told them they can't go in because they've got all that artillery and short-range missiles. It's only 12 miles wide. So they can't even get their propaganda straight. Attacks in Gulf threaten to reignite conflict. You think so? It's already been reignited. Trump launches new operation, open Strait of Hormuz, while Iran ships in UAE port, strikes port. Meanwhile, Ukraine hits Russian high-rise ahead of ceasefire, trying to make that ceasefire not happen. U.S.-Iran ceasefire is looking shaky, We'll get to all of that coming up. Victor Boots joining us. I'm going to cover a whole bunch of other topics I don't normally cover with him, and we're going to take your calls to talk to a Russian very high up in their government system and regional elected leader and the equivalent of their Blackwater, Eric Prince, very smart. We're going to open the phones up. You have to talk to him. He basically only does my show. He doesn't really go on much Russian TV. You can ask why. Well, he was a political prisoner for 10 years and listened to me on AM radio when he was in federal prison, so he likes the show. All right. I was going to say he's a big fan. And I'm a fan of what he has to say. I think he's a straight shooter, knows what the hell he's talking about, and he's trying to stop nuclear war here. So that's all coming up. Let me go ahead and play a few clips dealing with this when we come back. I'd like to back up what I say about Hegseth and the CEO of Chevron saying we're already going to have oil shortages around the world, including here. We'll explain why. I mean, this is really scary stuff. And then we're going to shift gears quickly out of this. I'm just playing three clips when we come back. And I'm going to get into the kill switches in all the new cars by law this year. And again, this stuff was already in 20 years ago in fancy Audis and Mercedes and stuff. This was in there. Driver assistance safety features. And for 10 years, it's in most, you know, mid-grade cars. It's in there by law now. And it's watching, it's tracking, it's controlling everything. And I'm explaining, people are like, oh, this could be dangerous. Oh, it can make you wreck. It's already causing problems. It's way worse than that, folks. It's about getting rid of human drivers. That's the plan. And it's about getting rid of cars for the general public and private car ownership. That's all admitted by these people. So if you want the rest of the story and know what the end game is, I know from their own statements for decades. I've been talking about this for decades. It's been planned out. But knowing about an enemy plan, as G.I. Joe says, is half the battle. So listen, you're the Paul Revere's. Go to Rumble. Follow us on our new channel. It's already getting hundreds of thousands of subscribers. That is at AJN Live on Rumble. Just go to rumble.com/AJN Live. Just AJN Live. Same thing on X. Follow us at AJN Live and at Real Alex Jones. Share the live feeds there. And tell folks about those local AM and FM stations you're listening to right now. You're unstoppable. Stay with us. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalist. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing him. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, get the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed. Take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today. AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Thank you, Secretary Hegseth. Last 24 hours or so, Iran's fired at us. We fired at Iran. Just going to ask you more directly, is the ceasefire over?
No, the ceasefire is not over. Ultimately, this is a separate and distinct project, and we expected there would be some churn at the beginning, which happened. And we said you could defend.
Let's hear that clip in its entirety now. This is Hegseth today saying, no, the ceasefire is not really over, even though Iran says it's over and has given its reasons. The point is they got us by the balls in a war of attrition. Doesn't matter how many things we blow up, as long as they don't fall, they keep that strait closed, we go into a world recession and then depression. Major food crises, third of the world's fertilizer not there during the planting season. The head of Chevron saying it's already going to cause global oil shortages that are already here. About to get to that clip, but here's Hegseth.
Thank you, Secretary Hegseth. Last 24 hours or so, Iran's fired at us. We fired at Iran. Just going to ask you more directly, is the ceasefire over?
No, the ceasefire is not over. Ultimately, this is a separate and distinct project, and we expected there would be some churn at the beginning, which happened. And we said we would defend and defend aggressively, and we absolutely have. Iran knows that. And ultimately, the president's going to make a decision whether anything were to escalate into a violation of a ceasefire. But certainly we would urge Iran to be prudent in the actions that they take to keep that underneath this threshold. This is about the straits. This is about freedom of navigation. This is about international waterways. This is about free flow of commerce, all the things that happened before, and only Iran is contesting. So right now the ceasefire certainly holds, but we're going to be watching very, very closely.
And again, the Pentagon told Trump when he first got back in office and when he was in there the first time, they will close the Strait of Hormuz. The Middle's will probably not fall, less than a 10% chance. Don't do it. That's all on record. But he listened to Netanyahu and the Mossad, our good little buddies. Here is the CEO of Chevron talking about what this is already triggering, the Strait of Hormuz. Only 50-something days into this. We're 66 days in the war, but we're about 50 days into the Strait being closed off and on. Here's Mike Wirth, and that goes right into Jim Breuer, popular comedian, fan of ours, friend of mine, and a Trump supporter, but he's not going to pull punches. Here he is.
20% of the world's energy supply flows through the Strait of Hormuz. That's oil, that's liquefied natural gas, it's refined products, goes to Europe and Asia primarily, and both of those regions are seeing the impact of having that much cut off. The U.S. can't make up all of that supply.
Mm-hmm.
Inventories in the system are being drawn down, and the supply situation is tightening, and that's a concern.
And, you know, you think about the U.S. and where we stand when it comes to production. That, of course, has insulated the U.S. consumer to some degree from some of the higher prices that we're seeing in Asia, that we're seeing in Europe. And I just wonder from where you're sitting, how long you think that will continue to be the case? Or, you know, is the U.S. heading towards a situation where consumers are going to see the same sort of prices that we're starting to see in Asia?
Yeah, I think the real thing is the U.S. is not going to see supply outages. We're starting to see risks of supply outages in some of these economies. In Europe, you're seeing flights canceled and schedules reoptimized because jet fuel is getting very, very tight in Europe. We've seen a number of economies in Asia that have instituted policies to reduce demand because they're concerned about running out of supply. Countries like Australia that have shut down most of their refining capacity and are heavily dependent upon imports are taking measures to address that. So I think the U.S. is going to see the price pressures. It's a global market. These prices are set in global commodity markets, but the risk of supply outages in other parts of the world is much higher than it is here in the U.S.
You forget, a couple years ago, we were putting stickers on gas pumps. And it said, I did that. Have you checked the gas prices lately? Where are the stickers? Where are the stickers? It works for one person, but not the other. But it is amazing how much we will go to defend a same scenario. Because you believe that's your prophet, and you believe this one's taking the promised land. It's mind-boggling.
You see, I'm consistent. He's consistent. General Flynn's consistent. We call balls and strikes. Trump got set up by Israel and above that BlackRock to kill the world recovery. This is COVID 2.0. They're even calling it that now. I first called it that. Now, I'm about to do the deep dive on the ticks right now, because I didn't get to it yesterday. Now, listen to me. This is 100% on record what they've done, and I'll go over a lot of the documentation. 30 years ago, I learned from scientists, and it was declassified then, that they took Nazi scientists at the end of World War II, put them on Plum Island, a mile off the coast of New York City, and set up a zoological research facility for zoological weaponized gain-of-function viruses. And one thing they developed was a weaponized form of syphilis delivered in ticks. And then suddenly that started showing up all over the country. And just recently the CIA declassified that indeed they did that. So, and they famously used weaponized insects all over the world, not to just target humans, but they would put fungus on the legs of grasshoppers. And then they would go spray them out of the backs of planes by the hundreds of thousands on the crops, and then the grasshoppers would crawl around on the crops, and then the weaponized fungus would eat the crops. I mean, there's just, you can look that up. There's just so many examples of this. So this is the type of people that have been running the CIA since 1947 when they set it up. They're eugenicists. They're depopulationists. What's in the emails that came out 2 weeks ago? In the Epstein files. He's talking to Bill Gates about how there's too many poor people. How do we get rid of people? Okay? And even boa constrictors in Florida that are invasive, they're now suddenly getting eaten and dying off because there's so many ticks all over them. I mean, this is just out of control. And this Lone Star tick, suddenly just in the last decade, doesn't just bite you and give you Lyme's disease, syphilis. No, it gives you alpha-gal syndrome. It's been genetically modified. And who's on record genetically modifying ticks with alpha-gal in the name of studying cattle herds and things? Bill Gates. There it is, the tick that causes the red meat allergy. And it's the exact one Bill Gates has been studying for over a decade and releasing into the wild, just like he's on record in Texas, in Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, and other states, and in Brazil and a bunch of other places, releasing hundreds of millions of mosquitoes that are GMO modified to deliver vaccines for malaria and other things, and then all it does is make you get ultra sick. Because they don't just try to make you and pressure you to take their COVID shots. They're looking for ways, flying syringes, crawling syringes, ticks, to force this on the public. These are control freaks. They want to rape your health, rape your future. They want to depopulate you on record. So here's Professor Yao. This is 6 years ago at a World Economic Forum event saying we could infect people via ticks with alpha-gal syndrome. They got papers on this. And then now here you are, it's happening, and now it's spreading all over the country, and you got people dying when they eat red meat after they've been infected with this. It's just like starting in the 80s, they started growing vaccines, the pathogens on peanut protein, and then you got massive numbers of peanut allergies because your body would then create an autoimmune response to that. And then they later admitted, oh, that we don't grow it on peanuts anymore. And so there's a certain age group born from the year it starts in the 80s up until the 2010 or so, they stop then, and now nobody, almost nobody, look it up, born up 2010, has the peanut allergy. It's gone. In the 80s and 90s, the Bill Gates Foundation, under its previous name, got caught in Africa, mainstream news, look it up, adding a hormone only released in the second trimester by a woman for the baby, for the fetus. They added that hormone to tetanus shots in Africa, Asia, Latin America, which then causes the woman to have a violent autoimmune response to the hormone release that kills the baby and in many cases kills her. So they know what they're doing. When they give you an attenuated virus or a mutated virus or a live virus or a bacteria through a vaccine, whatever else is in there, your body will then have an autoimmune response to it as well and associate it with that, especially when it's bound to the foreign microorganisms being injected into you. And all the stuff we've seen is under Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger, 1972, directing the Centers for Disease Control and the entire technocracy that Eisenhower warned us of, the scientific elite, that he says is in control of the military-industrial complex, so beware them, in his farewell address 61. He directed Henry Kissinger to figure out ways to depopulate people through the food and water. What was he classified a month ago? Stuff from the 50s, Operation Artichoke, out of poisons to the food and water and vaccines. So they're just now getting ready. They're just now getting to declassifying stuff from the 50s and 60s, and it's everything I've told you. Because they talk, folks. The doctor, the scientist that invented the polio vaccine, before he died, went on PBS in Boston with his main attaché, and said, yeah, we knew we were giving everybody SV40 cancer virus. We knew we were actually spreading polio, but there's too many people. and they laugh in the clip. I played it 100 times, or probably more. You can't make this stuff up. So, but I don't need to read studies about it that admit it. I do that too. My grandmother was told by her doctor that the second polio vaccine she took in Austin, Texas, in 1954, gave her polio and almost killed her, and she was in a wheelchair until the day she died. At 93. I know I talk about that all the time, but I mean, I got skin in the game. My dad's brother, great guy, stepped on a nail out at the farm. They thought he might have tetanus. Didn't have tetanus. They said, you better take a shot. Swole up 2 weeks in a hospital, almost killed him. The autism, all of it. We know what they're doing. So I want to go to some of these clips here, but then I'm going to go through these documents and just break down what's happening here, because they think you're so stupid. They brag and all these white papers and medical studies and Bill Gates statements and WEF statements about, oh, you think you're going to keep eating beef? We're just going to weaponize into insects, because they're trying it with mosquitoes and studies too, to then genetically engineer them where this pathogen gets into you, and then now you have an allergic reaction to any red meat. But that saves the earth because cow farts are bad. It's all just an excuse for them to run around and play God and depopulate us, ladies and gentlemen. And God knows what else they're loading into these ticks and mosquitoes. They're just crawling and flying syringes. What's the best nanotech we've got? It's living organisms they can weaponize. Have they created artificial nanotech life that self-replicates now? What do you think the spike protein is? Colonizes your body, migrates to your testicles and ovaries and brain and heart and liver. Even if you didn't take the shot, it's shedding on everybody. They brag about it. So here's the professor 6 years ago talking about it.
So I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption of meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they sort of, they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's a thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have these intolerance to, so I, for example, I have milk intolerance. And there, some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the long star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
That's called rape. If your daughter or your wife is walking around the front yard or at work or whatever, and some dude hits them over the head and rapes them, they deserve 50 years in prison. But that's just physical rape. These globalists rape you with ticks and flying mosquito syringes on record. They jack all these poisons in the shot and pressure people in violation of the Nuremberg Code of informed consent that's punishable by death. And now they just calmly talk about, well, we'll just human engineer you so that you don't have a choice, and we'll just give you this allergy because it's for the greater good. It's about setting themselves up as God. Here's Fauci back during the pandemic, or towards the end of it, bemoaning the fact that they couldn't bully the public into taking their poison shots. And he's mad they couldn't get to 75% here to at least take one shot. It's down to, when they finally discontinued it, Kennedy, 1.5% of people take the 10th booster or whatever. So they've had, they made their move with disease X. They made their power grab that the UN bragged decades ago will use a disease as fear to bring in control in a global medical tyranny and a global world treaty. We'll have a world ID through a vaccine tracking system, medical ID. This was their big move with the viral fear. The UN always said publicly, we'll use world economic crises, migrant flows, wars, economic collapse, cyber attacks, and viruses and medical crises to bring in our world government. So here's Fauci that released HIV Here's Fauci that did all the stuff where they use drugs that actually killed people more than the virus. Here's the guy that's a known criminal running this stuff for 50 years, caught in gain of function, caught lying to Congress, all of it. Here he is bemoaning the fact that he can't make you take shots, but he does. Through the ticks, through the mosquitoes that he's on record breeding, creating, and releasing to bite you, in the case of the mosquitoes, to see if it gives you immunity to malaria. What? And, of course, it caused disasters and malaria spiked everywhere. That we didn't used to have malaria in places like Florida. He releases it. Suddenly it pops up. Worst forms of it. Weaponized. Gain of function. We had Peter Daszak before they released COVID a few months before bragging that they had made all these viruses on the shelf they were released. We have the head of mRNA technology for Pfizer getting caught by James O'Keefe saying, oh, we created it. We've got all these new versions we're going to release to always create fear. Got Bill Gates at TED Talks 15 years ago releasing mosquitoes on the crowd that are GMO. He loves to tell you what he's doing to your face. So play Fauci, then go just to another man on his property. There's tons of these all over the country. Reportedly, these fall from the sky from helicopters. And there's these little tin metal boxes full of baby ticks. And they just pour out by the thousands. And then it starts killing the deer, biting the humans everywhere, and everybody gets survives this alpha gal and can't eat red meat anymore. So go ahead and play that clip. And this is to humanize it. Here's a lady that got bit by a tick and got Lyme disease. My dad on a mountain climbing trip, got to be 20 years ago, was in great shape, got bit, didn't know he had Lyme's, ate a bunch of his cartilage and stuff, totally messed him up. We had a guy that was our supplement developer that was young and really smart and good shape. He got Lyme's, totally messed him up. I mean, it's all around us is my point. The damage of this. Here's the clips.
That's another whole problem in society is if the vaccine was accepted by society, we didn't have a anti-vax problem. We would have had a much, much more effective distribution of vaccine in this country. You're absolutely right. I mean, if everybody universally accepted that this was a safe and effective vaccine, we were trying to get 72% of the population vaccinated, and we never really got there, whereas other countries had 85, 90% of the people vaccinated. So I think it depends on the country. That's different than the inequity that you have globally, which is, I think, more of a problem, that we had people getting their second and third booster before people in the developing world were getting their first shot.
Let's just stop here for a minute and go back. This is at the end of their failed pandemic to get total global control. It's come out that it hurts people. It's come out it's killed tens of millions. It's come out that it raises your immune system. It's come out it doesn't protect you. You are a damn liar that should be under the prison. But at least you hadn't been seen in public in a year. And Trump did pull his 15 federal marshals that protect him. I'm not saying kill him. I'm just saying we shouldn't be paying for his protection. At least that son of a goblin is hiding under a damn rock. Back to him.
Unconscionable.
I'm out here mushroom hunting, and I found, there it is right there, the tick box. I'm not going to touch it because there's ticks all over that thing. I know there is. Look at them crawling out of it. Millions of them. You can see the tick.
5 years ago, at 8.5 months pregnant, I found a tick embedded in my knee. When I called my OB, I was told, no bullseye, no problem. I never developed a bullseye rash or immediate flu-like symptoms. 6 months postpartum, my life unraveled. I went from biking 8 miles a day with my new baby in tow to not being able to walk up my own stairs or fold laundry. I developed involuntary head movements and facial tics, a constant right-hand tremor, muscle weakness, vertigo, difficulty walking, severe fatigue, daily malaise, dysautonomia, MCAS, convulsions, and gastroparesis, to name a few. I lost 45 pounds from my pre-pregnancy weight. I couldn't read. I had bouts where I couldn't drive. I experienced days of slurred speech and difficulty talking. At 34 years old, I live with chronic pain, arthritis, and significant muscle atrophy. I saw more than 20 doctors within 2 years searching for answers. When we exhausted specialists of Maine, we traveled out of state and out of network for answers. I was told it was anxiety, postpartum hormones, lupus, MS, and at one point even cancer, and to prepare for chemotherapy. The standard Western blot was negative repeatedly. Only through advanced testing with Vibrant Wellness was Lyme disease and co-infections finally confirmed. By then it had progressed.
Yeah, let's stop right there. Again, my dad's a doctor, a chemistry degree, oral surgeon, dentist, all of it. And he went to all these doctors and scientists for a year, and they died of cancer. They thought he had cancer, all this, and finally it was Lyme's. Because they were able to find the little worm-like microbes. It's syphilis, folks. They loaded syphilis into ticks and weaponized it. And now they've added alpha-gal into the little syphilis parasites. Look up syphilis. It's unbelievable. That's what these creeps do, okay? That's why this show's important. Because we'll expose their next pandemic, their next medical scam. That's why they want us off the air. We moved the needle. You did, supporting us. During COVID and shut down their operation, it blew up in their face. They've lost all trust. They admit it in their own internal documents and publicly. So I salute you all. So share the word about the broadcast. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new feed. Hundreds of thousands have joined it. Be sure and join it. It's free. We're doing special reports there, special live feeds, so much more. So be sure and follow us on Rumble at AJN Live. And go to thealexjonesstore.com. Huge new mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra brain booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market, but the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies. We have the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run. They're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off. That's about to end. And it goes on and on and on. Thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition T-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the five different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, skull crusher, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like 100-something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information purification.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to the people. The war on for the mind is universal, and we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at AlexJonesLive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the resistance. And also go to AlexJonesApp.com to download on Android and Apple our app for free, to watch the show, to see our latest news reports, and more. Whatever you do, save and share those URLs, AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now, Paul Revere's. You're unstoppable, and the globalists are going down.
I will eat your leftist ass. I'm born on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will. I will eat your ass.
I will
eat your leftist ass. I'm born on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will eat you. I will eat your ass.
I'll
barbecue your ass. Flat. I will cook your ass up so fast. I'll tell them, oh, I killed a cow out back, baby. You think Christ would eat somebody? He would never do that. I will. I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will eat you. I will eat your ass. To know,
I will eat your ass first. I swear to God, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get my hands around your throat. Well, nobody else can get him, but we're proud to have him. Super smart. Totally agree with basically everything he says. Victor Boot. We're going to cover the waterfront and take your call straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds. Share that live feed now. Products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigly does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue. Hardcore analysis, the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've had friends, family, everybody, people on the street say, man, Alex, you look 10 years younger all of a sudden. You're so happy. Look, we left it all on the table, all on the field to fight with the deep state, trying to take down InfoWars, and we're still battling in court. We're probably going to win. They're in a lot of trouble. My lawyers don't want me to talk about it yet, but they filed 7 years' lies against us. This is just amazing. The Trump DOJ was doing a criminal investigation. They killed it 6 months ago. I'm told that's back on. A lot of wild stuff happening. But I wanted to get Victor Boot on. I really appreciate joining us lately every Tuesday from Russia. He's a high-level elected official in regional government, very successful businessman, kind of the equivalent of the Russian version of Eric Prince in Blackwater, and a former political prisoner here in the U.S. for 10 years, total setup, and then in a prisoner exchange swap back in 2022. And so he joins us, Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T, Real Victor Boot, on X. Just launched that about a month ago, getting a lot of followers. Be sure and follow him there. I want to hit the current stuff, but it's just basically another domino. We've already basically stated this, what's coming next. I want to talk about Iran, Ukraine launching an attack, on civilian targets in Moscow to try to derail the ceasefire, where Victor sees this going, what we all warned of is now happening with the economy, that of Chevron saying global oil shortages have already begun, fertilizer shortages. And then Trump, for 31 times, has said we won, and 12 times the strait is open. And now he says that the ceasefire is holding. The Iranians said, you've already broken it. Bring your ships in. We're going to blow them up. We hold the cards in a war of attrition. And so Trump says, no, the ceasefire is good. It's not a breaking ceasefire when they shoot missiles and hit the UA and others and blow up ships. Now Trump says, stop shooting on our ships, admitting that the ships got shot yesterday, basically. So they are just floundering. And folks, me saying that doesn't undermine America. Trump and Hegseth doing all this does, getting into the war. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all the intelligence agencies on record, and I told you this first because I have people who were in the meetings, it's all been confirmed. 66 days into this, it's been confirmed 50 days ago. That they told him don't do it. Even the IDF said, don't do it. If you just want to blow up some of their ability, okay, we back that. But don't listen to Mossad and Netanyahu. So even the Israeli military said don't do this. Every former Israeli intelligence chief has gone everywhere, all over TV. They were all interviewed by Tucker saying this is insane. Netanyahu needs to be locked up. Okay? Because this has been war game like almost nothing else other than, you know, European war with Russia or war with China. This is in the top three war game scenarios. When I came and told you what was going to happen 66 days ago, the 3-hour Saturday show when it first started, people go, God, how do you know? This is known. This is military stuff like this in the aggregate is basically with enough research, it's mathematics, okay? With margins, but you know the way you're going. You know the potentialities here, and it goes worse and worse the deeper we're in. Israel knows they're the most unpopular country in the world. They have tried to bind us to the hip with them. They have the lowest poll numbers. Now they're going to spend $730 million in their war to brainwash Americans. They're admitting that. They already spent $500 million the last 8 months. This is total, complete, absolute cuckoo town. So we're going to hit that, get into Ukraine, but then I want to shift gears into the larger globalist system and the animal-human hybrids, the cloning. What does Victor Boot think about the UFO disclosure? What is that all really about from a Russian perspective? And so much more. And then we'll take about 7 or 8 phone calls, questions for Victor Boot in the last 15 minutes. I'll give that number out later, but specifically questions for him on any major topic or issue you want. We don't control what topic you call in. It's just you need to address your questions to Victor Boot and follow him on X again, real Victor Boot. Okay, Victor, great to have you back. What crazy times. I mean, I can say I feel positive that the poll numbers, Trump's now dropped to 30 points, the lowest ever. He was 56, just 10 months ago. I'm not glad he's that low because I wish it was the old Trump, but it does show he's being fully rejected and people aren't buying it. So your take on the situation in the Strait, where this is going next. Thank you for being here.
Okay, thanks and greetings from Moscow. First of all, Alex and everyone who listening, who is real resistance to all IFA warriors, you know. First of all, this was a epic transition when you shut down on the past,
Thursday night.
Thursday. And you reborn like a phoenix, anew on the utmost Friday. That's a great, and without, you know, any interruption, this is a great job. This is a continuation for what you've been fighting for the past 30 years. Well, as you correctly said. Now, with the Trump, looks like he is a kind of the person. He will do opposite to what he would advise. If you tell him, look, this is, don't do it, he definitely gonna do it. And that's kind of, I guess, his character, because with his gut's feelings or his, you know, unpredictable announcements, as you said, 12 times he already declared he win this war. Then he declared, 10 times he gonna demolish Iran. He raised it to the ground, bring them, bomb them to the Stone Age. We already hear this. So now I think everybody is tired even to, you know, receive what he is really trying to say. So we need then not to listen what he is saying. Let's look what he is doing. As we discussed with you last month, now we have a situation. This is a third scenario, if you remember the war. First was scenario continuation. Second one, they reach a peace agreement. And the third was, as you remember and your listeners remember, this was situation, not war, not peace, where we exactly on this situation. And why we are there? First of all, Trump in the, limbo. He cannot move forward because, well, he will never get the peace on his condition, correct? He have to negotiate with the Iranians, and Iranians are tough negotiators. So he cannot also admit that, oh, okay, let's accept the Iranians' demand. So he gonna keep the status quo as long as possible, thinking that this will help him, somehow to wait till the moment when either everybody tired or he gets something else to switch the attention of the world public, whether this will be as he is saying, a new invasion to occupy Greenland, or his attempt maybe if he goes and attack the Cuba. But definitely he can't this spree where nobody can really stop him. And I'm not sure that he will listen to anybody in the White House, as a matter of fact, except maybe Kushner and Witkoff. But we honestly don't really understand yet the real role these two personality plays on everything happening in the world right now. This is a kind of the situation. You're absolutely right. This is affecting the entire world. We know for fact that even American farmers now openly declaring that, look, shortage of the fertilizer on the accessible pricing will cause a reduction of the harvest this year. And if this happening in the United States, think of what's going to happen in other countries who used to depend on fertilizer coming over the Persian Gulf. And look, we know that the Spirit Airlines went belly up because they can't survive the doubling of the jet fuel prices, you know. So who is next on the line? So this is the domino effect. Maybe we don't yet understand, but believe me, very soon we will see how economy start really collapsing. And knowing that in America, especially in election year, it's all about economy, stupid. So this definitely would be a huge blow domestically for Trump. But the problem is, whatever, you know, political consequences, but the problem is that not only population in America or in Africa, entire world gonna suffer. Look how much losses has already accumulated in Asia, in African countries, in Europe, everywhere else. And this is for what? Because he decided and disregard all advice of his, intelligence, of his military, of the proper politicians, and just jump, together with the Bibi Netanyahu in this, unpredictable, quagmire of this situation.
I totally agree with you. And I'm going to get into an analogy with World War II and what Trump's doing here in a moment. But from your research, you've talked about who's above Netanyahu, or is he really acting on his own? I know BlackRock and the Rothschilds control the British Empire, which, again, is beneath the surface, but is that old financial system is stronger than ever. They love this to create a global depression so they can get everybody under their control and loan out more fiat currency. And they just want to play what's left of America off against Russia and China. There's got to be some way. Because it could be even a month ago, Susie Wiles, and this was leaked to confirm, told the cabinet, you got to confront him, you got to stop him, we're going to lose the midterms, and she's certainly not some dove. So you're right, he is being completely contrarian. It's only Hegseth and Netanyahu and the Mossad chief doing this. I have to think, and there's evidence of this, that Trump has been compromised, probably with the Epstein files.
Well, that's 64 million dollar question, who is really controlling Bibi Netanyahu and whom he is represent. But one thing is clear, as you said, the global is basically, they're all intertwined in this, a huge ball of the snakes or reptilian, creatures who never have any empathy to the people of the world. That's why we see they can really bomb innocent children, kill the children, bomb the hospitals, disregard any, stuff. So this is where we really dealing with these Satanist cult-like, creatures, because to call them humans, it's almost impossible. So what is the future? Well, there is eventually, they all get sick and tired to deal with the, rest of us. They're thinking, the time for democracy is over. They need to go to the neo-federalism back, or at least, if not to the full slavery, but make sure, like in this, commercial you're running where everybody has to, be as in a concentration camp, wearing the same uniform, watching the same, you know, propaganda, eating the same food, you know, don't own anything, and, you know, getting some tablets to be happy. That's basically where we're heading with this situation. But there is a problem, because not everybody got to comply with them. They definitely, the more they push, the more will be a resistance, and this resistance already happening. Well, first of all, look how the Iranians show that they are not the pussies. They didn't cave into this, you know, despite they killed their leadership, despite they killed many of their commanders. They regroup, organized, and really, you know, give a proper answer. So now Americans and Israelis has to reconsider whether it's worth to restart again. I think this is only one thing which keeping Trump and Netanyahu to start attacking again Iran, knowingly that Iran got plenty of the missiles, plenty of the drones, and, you know, these mountains deep underground, so no any, you know, bomber, the bunker busting bombs can, you know, destroy that. And they're preparing for this.
And Victor, I want to get to that in a moment and talk about what an invasion of the Strait of Hormuz would look like from what we know. It's like the perfect trap scenario when we get in close to their very high-powered Connecticut, but short, medium-range weapons, the artillery, the short-range missiles, all of this, well, the Navy won't get within 200 miles of it, even though Trump keeps trying to order them in there to, quote, clear the strait. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, I don't say this to even attack Trump. I just say it because it's true. And I say it so that the general public and his staff and the cabinet can wrap their minds around what we're dealing with. He ignored all 16 intelligence agencies. He ignored the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He ignored Eric Prince, who I know warned him and said don't do it, from every level, that the mullahs aren't going to fall for even probably a year, 92% chance they never fall. You kill the mullahs, it makes them more popular. Israel knew that. They did everything to try to get us sucked into total commitment. Now they've been pushing to use nukes. They've been pushing to get us to go in and take the strait, and obviously do that to take all of those military bases and mountainous fortresses out. I know the head of the army told him at least 100,000 troops, mass casualties, so he fired him. They ordered the Navy to get the ships in there a month ago and guide the other ships through. The Navy said, we will not follow those orders. They will hit us not with missiles, not with dolphins, but with artillery, folks. They got artillery up there. It's only 12 miles across. It is a death zone. Okay, guns of Navarone we're talking about here. So that's where we are. And he continues to do this and listen to Netanyahu, and that was clearly because he's being blackmailed and the hundreds of millions the Adelsons gave him. So we're now here, but the only modern, in the last 100 years, parallel to this is Hitler. And we'll put the maps on screen. Hitler first just said he wanted Danzig and a little piece of Poland and this and that was taken under the Versailles Treaty. But once he got rolling, it was Czechoslovakia, Poland, Austria, then it's France, then it's North Africa, then he invades all over the place, dozens and dozens and dozens of countries, then he launches Operation Barbarossa and goes into Russia and launches that entire attack, and then the more his generals told him don't do it, which they did, the more he said, no, we're going to do it. So just because he had early success in France and early success, you know, in Poland a few places, because they'd already bought off 90% of the French commanders who stood down, then all he had to do was push the British Expeditionary Force out. Anybody knows a real war, you buy off your enemy generals first. That's what we do in Iraq and everywhere else, but you can't do it with Iran. And so the parallel here of a degenerate gambler like Hitler doubling down, doubling down, doubling down, doubling down, doubling down is now what we see. And I the only modern parallel I see in modern warfare of what Trump is doing is Adolf Hitler behavior, because he's saying Venezuela, Cuba, I'll go into Mexico, I'll go into Colombia. Now we're bombing Nigeria. He'd say it's a good cause. Oh, okay, now maybe we'll just have a war with Russia. Oh, you didn't give me a peace prize? Then let's just have war. And I'm talking to people that know him. He's obsessed with the peace prize. This is crazy town. So this is megalomania. So I'm not trying to demonize Trump. I'm just stating the facts here that I'm seeing real Adolf Hitler parallels. You know, Tucker said it's an Antichrist spirit, and then around Trump more and more, everybody just becomes dumb and subservient. I'm not saying Trump is the Antichrist. What I am saying is that it, with pure military political parallels, the closest thing to this we've seen since 1940 is Adolf Alois Hitler. What do you say as a military expert, Victor Boot?
Well, there is, of course, you know, perils, especially in the beginning of the May. Within 4 days, we're going to celebrate 81st anniversary of ending of the World War II in Europe, which is, you know, especially in Russia, it's a big deal. And for us, of course, anything to do with this past are something, you know, very, very important. Well, there is a lot of parallels, as you said, but so far, Hitler, you know, and Trump has still, you know, too far apart situation. He's not yet a full dictator. He's still having, you know, opposition inside. He's still having a, I would say, freedom of certain speech. At least they let you guys, you know, openly criticize him. And he not yet created a concentration camp by FEMA or by somebody else and putting anybody who going to express something against his wishes. And we don't see yet his, you know, brown shirts marching and arresting left and right. And we don't yet see the fully emerged Gestapo. So this is, I think, you know, important parallels. But of course, from the global perspective and geopolitics, yes, you're absolutely right. He's trying to play the, you know, crazy Russian roulette with his luck, thinking since, you know, I've been lucky with Venezuela with the toppling of regime, let's go and mess a little bit. Maybe we have a small successful war and then I'm declaring the, you know, the peace and then I will brag again that I'm stopped what war number 12, war number 13, war number 44. But in fact, as you said, this is a problem, and the problem is not only the Trump or not only the United States or Israel. The problem is that he inflicted the pain to really entire global population. Think what the people, let's say in Filipinos or in the Bangladesh, who have to wait in the line for the gas for like entire day just to get 3 liters.
Or who can't get fertilizer, and then now the food prices will explode. Yeah.
And now, look, we're still only the second month of it. As we say, consequences of this closure of the Hormuz Strait will be, you know, definitely reverberating for another year and a half as the best scenario.
Well, Victor, I want you to get back to that and talk about the Strait in a moment when we come back. But just to finish this up, I'm glad you made that proviso. I want to be 100% clear. I am not saying he is the Hitler of 1942. I'm saying the behavior of doubling down and then expanding wars all over, and then when you fail, expand it even more, that is a very close parallel that I see and very, very dangerous. And then now we are seeing a totalitarian inclination by the Israeli first operatives. They've had Mark Levin, Laura Loomer, all of them saying, get rid of speech, take Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens. They want us all off air. So they now are all calling us Iranian agents. We were Russian agents before. So they are, his minions are now pushing that agenda. And then Trump's putting in deep staters in his operations. So I think he's slouching that way. But I agree. If he can just get one victory, he just wants to be able to declare that. He's even said that. The problem is the Iranians know they'll break the deal in 6 months and attack him again. So the Iranians have decided, I think, to go all the way. That's the problem. They hold most of the cards. He claims he has all the cards. I don't think that's the case. We go to break in a minute, but go ahead.
Well, look, you're absolutely right, but there is one limiting factor. First of all, he overstretched American military. He was not really been enabled to get, rearm them and to bring them to the what he dreamed to do it, despite he requested this huge increase in the military budget. You know, who gonna fight? Hitler, when he was preparing for the war, he had at least 8 million people, you know, armed, trained, and ready to roll all over the Europe, in Africa, go to the Russia. But think of this. If Trump is able to concentrate really force enough even to finish with Iran, no. He knows pretty well that basically this is the limit of present-day American, you know, Army, American Navy, and American Air Force. Because if you're going to go any more closer, you know, and start really active action. I'm not even talking about ground invasion.
No, I understand. Well, so stay there. Let's come back and explain this. Exactly. There's a big difference. Hitler had 8 million troops. Trump doesn't even have a million. We'll be right back. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesreport.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesreport.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at AlexJonesApp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to AlexJonesLive.com. Share the URL, AlexJonesApp.com. And go to thealexjonesreport.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesreport.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble. We're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
But the biggest parallel to World War II is a new world war, and we're already in one. The question is, how much more will it escalate? All the ingredients are there, major powers and proxy wars in multiple regions. world economy being rocked by it, death, destruction on a wide scale. We are in a new world war. But Victor Boot is a well-known military expert, also in, you know, in business, from the bottom levels of soldier, you know, right up to international operations. And I wanted him to be able to finish what he was saying about the U.S. military. We're not just talking about boots on the ground. It's already completely overextended. And I know that's the big fights at the White House, is the military tells them, sir, we can't do this. And then Trump gets mad, and I've confirmed this, and starts yelling and screaming at people, which he didn't used to do to the military. So that's kind of a Hitler trait, too. And I'm not trying to say he's Hitler. I'm just saying messianic leader, feels like he's surrounded, thinks he knows militarily what, you know, what should be done, doesn't listen to his advisors, and is impulsive. And we're in a new world war already, so what happens if this continues to go on? But also want to get into Ukraine hit Russia high rise ahead of ceasefire. Romania pro-EU government collapses after no confidence vote. Currency tumbles to record low. They got rid of Orban because he was vetoing full war with Russia. So we'll get Victor Boot's expert take on that. But before we go to him, we'll take 5-6 calls in the last 15 minutes or so, coming up about 10 minutes. The toll-free number was not told. There's no toll-free numbers anyways anymore. We'll put the number on screen so I can give people the new number. And we will give that number out and take some calls for Victor Boot. So we'll put that number up here in a little while for you. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And if you're in another country, just dial your country access code or ARC access code and get on with us at 512-266-0642. Remember, these are questions for Victor Boot. On all the big topics, huge area. We're not talking about anything else. We're taking just a few calls for him just to have some wild card points brought up. So you got interrupted by the break. You were trying to explain that, and what's the Pentagon is admitting that the U.S. military is already hyperextended. Please go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, the most critical issue is we know that they depleted their reserves of the interceptor for the Patriot missiles and for the THAAD and other types. So this is a critical. So should, you know, they start attacking and Iran will start answering, so think of this, what kind of the damage can be inflicted to the, first of all, Israel and where they can reach all, of course, you know, surrounding Gulf, Persian Gulf monarchies like UAE, Saudi Arabia, and the Iranians would not refrain or do it, you know, from humanitarian purpose. They know pretty well this is a life for their survival. And they will heed, first of all interests connected to the American interest, like we've been, you know, seeing they've been attacking not only military bases, but they attack the refineries where American companies been involved, even data centers like Ozone. They've been attacking American banks in UAE. So this was quite a painful, you know, answer. So this is another factor. If he ignore and still force the military to go, that's really looking for the big failure, for the real, you know, a big disaster, fiasco. So if he's ready for it, I don't think so. So, but as you correctly mentioned, he cannot now back off. He cannot just calm down, you know, turn out, you know, get off the public discussion, let the diplomacy to work out, and then, you know, some negotiation can happen, and once everything is, you know, discussed, agreed, and put on the paper and signed, then he come and announce, whether he announce like a great victory or like a great step forward to the peace. Believe me, entire humanity gonna support him. So there is no embarrassment for the Trump to go for the peace deal with Iran. But we never know, as you said, because of this entire Epstein coalition, and you mentioned many times that most probably Trump being, you know, taken as a hostage because of the, you know, Bibi Netanyahu or Mossad have on them on Epstein files, because we know how Epstein was operating on interest of the, you know, Israelis. So basically all this year they've been accumulating the dirt on every American, you know, political leader, whether it's a senator, whether it's, you know, some politician on local level or somebody else, like a businessman, like a Trump, you know. why on earth he showed up with the Epstein, you know, island. There is a plenty of photos. We know the recent scandal with the Melania Trump, whatever is there. We don't know for the fact, but look, since it's discussing at that level, we know that it's definitely Trump somehow involved with this Epstein files, and he being in close contact with him. So this is a definitely smells like a very bad, you know, background to what we are.
Well, let me ask you that question. Right, yeah, she comes out a month ago, contradicts him, says it's real, real victims Congress should investigate. He admitted he didn't know she would do that. That looks to me like she's distancing herself from what she knows is about to come out. I mean, that is a really bad sign.
Well, yes, but as I said, if he would step forward, you know, honestly said, yes, you know, I've been involved in this and that. This was all time. I didn't realize how bad they are enemies, and put efforts to cut them off. Then, you know, I think not only American people, but majority of the country would just welcome his decision and, you know, would say, yes, Trump has a finally, you know, iron balls for the courage to go and challenge this globalist. But now we
He's working with the establishment by extension. Absolutely. He's made a deal with them like Howard Lutnick. So.
And you see, he now also pulled in the two sides. By one hand, we have the Israelis pushing him to war with Iran. By other hand, we see like a British pushing him and pulling him back to the Ukrainian war. So he has to decide whether he really go on as he promised, you know, to mind the interest of American nation, or he would be like a bitch for the both, you know, and they're gonna, you know, decide what this bitch gonna do tonight, you know, how many clients he gonna go and serve out. That's the problem.
That's right. And let me correct what I said. Now that I'm listening to you talk, when I said the greatest parallel to Hitler since World War II, I meant invading a bunch of countries would be Trump, but that's actually not true. The EU is literally the same group. It's literally panzers attacking Russians in the same place they came through in Operation Barbarossa, what, in 42. All of this, the real repeat is the EU wanting total war with Russia and saying that that's their policy and establishing their unelected EU dictatorship over the people. So I have to correct myself. I just meant in the area of invading a bunch of countries and then losing and doubling down, there's a parallel there. But I think the EU is the closest parallel in the last 80-plus years since World War II to Hitler. And, of course, it's the very same Europe that we saw do it before. Of course, the EU was the brainchild of Hitler. Victor Boot, do you agree with that?
Yes, correct. Basically, EU, it's reincarnation of the Hitler idea to occupy Europe, unite under one single state, put unelected officials to run it, and basically push them to the war, you know. We know that they are preparing, and we're taking this seriously. And what's happening now with Ukraine, they're trying to attack a just civilian buildings in Moscow. Today there was a big attack on the Chebaksary, the city like 1,500 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. And how it's happened? Well, because British, using the American intelligence, using the Starlink, are trying to invade, go low and sneak attack on these, you know, just civilian buildings, trying to kill as much as possible civilians. Why? Well, very easy. They know they cannot achieve military on the front lines. And basically the war is lost. They're just trying to, you know, to extend their agony, to make a little bit more money before they run out for safety.
Well, that's like you said a year ago. You said all Ukraine can do is hit civilian targets as terrorism, as stunts. Is that what this attack on the high-rise was?
Yeah, correct. That's only for the picture. Look, it's only one for the more than a year was able to go through the, you know, Moscow capital air defenses. Of course, it's a, you know, normal situation. No single air defense can be 100% proof. So basically for every night around Moscow is at least between 40 to 120 Ukrainian drones are shot down. And think of this, multiply this for at least a year, 365 days. You see which kind of percentage. It's only one who makes through to this high riser. Of course, we take, you know, proper lessons out of it and try to prevent it. The problem is not even this. Why the Ukrainians doing it? Answer is very simple. they are just directed by the British. Hey, we cannot win Russian military. Our only hope is against regime change. What we're going to do? We're going to try to create a problem within the society, trying to, you know, show the Russians that they are vulnerable, that their government cannot protect them. Let's start putting all this narrative. Let's try to see.
But instead, Operation Spiderweb and all the rest of it just Correct. Made the Russian government Correct. More popular. So shifting gears out of that, I want to take some calls. But finishing up with Europe, Viktor Orban, great peacemaker, great leader, very popular, 70%+ approval. I believe NATO stole the election. They're experts at that. But now already the Romanian pro-EU government has collapsed after no confidence vote. Currency tumbles to record low. We know they want to use Romania and also Hungary. And you know, that's an ongoing fight there. But Romania, Hungary, there's big fights there. What do you make of the Romanian EU dictatorship where they remove the guy that won the presidency we had him on? And then what do you predict with Viktor Orban in the other country?
Well, first of all, in Romania, we know perfectly well they already, you know, massaged the election results and stole the victory from the proper winner, who was a popular. And now, you know, eventually this government will collapse. But think, what is a common for all European countries, whether it's a France, whether it's a Germany, whether it's another one, the ratings and approval ratings of their prime minister or president is a below basically waterline. Why so? Because they are not representing their national interest. Funny part about Hungary, that even the so-called pro-European leader was elected, he is not in a rush to try to, you know, jump in the boat with the European, you know, EU leadership. He's saying, no, I want my guarantees that I can get my energy through, and sending his delegation to Moscow to negotiate the proper deals. And he not stop, for instance, construction of the nuclear plant in Hungary. And the question is, look, yes, he maybe has a rhetoric, but look what he is doing. He's continuing exactly the same policy, foreign policy that Viktor Orban is doing. And for us, we've been in Russia telling a long time, look, we don't need pro-Russian leaders in Europe. We need leaders, patriots of their own countries, who are going to protect their own national interest. Because
well, that's right. I mean, Putin in policy interest. As well, it really wants trading partners. He doesn't want puppets.
Correct. They will be coinciding. Now, Zelensky just yesterday in this meeting in Yerevan of political, whatever, you know, this kind of the meeting or party of political, whatever they, Macron, his new project, pet project, he decided to create some political club around the, you know, EU. Was mentioning, yes, you see, Russia this year would not bring the equipment, but we will attack the Moscow parade, which our Ministry of Defense was very quick with a warning. Look, they warned the inhabitants of the capital of Ukraine, Kiev, and all diplomats there to leave the city, because if Ukraine has attack on the 9th of May, anything in or try to attack, Russia will do massive missile attack on the center of the Kiev, which was before Russia always was refrained and restrained, you know, from attacking any civilian targets. And, you know, this is operation we do is completely different from what we see how, for instance, Israeli doing in Gaza, or how the American and Israeli bombed Iran. Think of this. We have the capacity to demolish and start bombing to the hell, you know, all Ukrainians' capital. But, you know, Russia tried to negotiate, offering the peace processes. You know, let's find the solution. Let's do the peaceful. Well, sooner or later, if we will have no choice, we definitely need to, you know, eliminate this expired Zelensky, president of
What's
you know,
the time frame? Ukraine. I'm going to go to some calls, Viktor. What's the I know you know Putin's actual plans, but you're a smart guy. Talked to a lot of the top people. What's the time frame or the conditions where Russia's going to take the gloves off?
Well, it depends, you know, because, again, the Vladimir Putin is a very wise politician and very wise, you know, proper and very religious person. So he really only doing the things when he has no other option, or he exhausted all other options to bring, you know, Ukrainians or Europeans or, in matter of fact, Americans to proper senses and trying to explain 100 times why it's happening, what is the real core reason, how we can sort it out, let's go negotiate. Look, for the past year alone, Russia always was pushing, hey, this is an initiative, we're offering a fair deal, let's go negotiate. And Trump many times, you know, showing his interest and supported this idea. But finally, he cannot push and force the globalists, because the Zelensky, 100% stooge of the British, you know, to
comply. And a year ago, people say, how do you know it's the British? Starmer runs the Northern Group that runs NATO. And they've created this new alliance. They've got Canada to join it. And so they're not stopping. And so that's it. It's Trump's being basically powerless. Let's take a few calls for Victor Boot. Be sure and follow him on X at Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T. Thanks for being here, Victor. Let's talk to folks in Virginia. Let's talk to Jefferson in Virginia. You're on the air. Jefferson, go with your question or comment.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Victor. Thanks for letting me talk to you.
Go ahead.
You know, back in the 80s and the 90s, the Soviets and the Russians were working on scalar weapons. Is Victor aware of the electromagnetic scalar weapon program?
Let me do this. I appreciate your call. Let me raise this. Super weapons, secret weapons. That ties into the whole UFO thing. What do you think of all these developments?
Well, first of all, of course, you know, in Soviet time, Russia did a lot of research, especially on electromagnetic and weapons, EMP. You know, this was the leading, you know, studies. And right now, if you look in many, you know, reference book, they always would quote the Russian, basically scientists who've been working on this 60s, 70s and 80s. So this is a normal. But as you said, while we're living in this world, if we will know the truth about our past history, if we will know what government trying to hide, especially UFOs or what the new term they're now calling it, you know, well, definitely it will help. I do believe that we definitely need to know the real facts, not what they're trying to feed us with this, you know, cover-up situation, what's happened. Well, in Russia, we don't have a such kind of the vibrant community who gonna go investigate, because we have still a couple hours areas. But believe me, in Russia, we have plenty of very interesting places and objects who are required special attention. And this was in my bucket list one of these days when I have a kind of the free time, go and maybe investigate a couple of this location and see what really going on there, because it's a lot of stuff happening. Think of this, we're a huge country, and in many countries there is a in many places, in many regions in Russia, there is a lot of this stuff which is really, really interesting, especially if you try to look onto this with a big magnifying glass.
Well, good. You should do an hour sometime just on, people know about black sites here in the U.S., but what about black sites in Russia? That would be amazing. Lee in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. You caught me, you know, just taking my medication. I have heart disease.
I understand, brother. Welcome.
Mr. Boot, very well. It's quite a unique experience to be able to talk to you, sir. The question I'd like to put forward to you is, you are a legislator in your government. Is that correct?
Well, I'm a part of the regional legislature, and this year we are participating in the election to the our federal Duma. It's akin of the, you know, parliament of Russia.
All right. Very good. You're part of Euroblast. Now, this war with Ukraine that your country has been waging for the last 4 years has created millions of casualties, and you've really not changed anything. The lines have been drawn for the last 2.5. At what point are you going to start coming down on Vladimir Putin about ending this war, even if it means a complete withdrawal of Russian troops from all Ukrainian territory prior to 2014?
All right, I want to have Victor respond, but just to show where I'm at up front, I want to say this. NATO, if you look at the maps, guys, pull up the map since 1991. NATO keeps expanding, proxy states moving weapons in. Things have changed. Russia has stopped NATO's expansion, and it's now fighting the proxy war that was launched. And that's just a fact. Victoria Nuland admitted it. This is about bringing down Russia. The EU Commission has said they want to break up Russia. The West launched this attack. Let's just be honest about it. Victor Boot, what's your response?
Well, my response is very simple. First of all, Donbass is a Russian land. It was illegally, you know, given to so-called Ukrainian Republic during the Lenin time. This is number one. Second one, majority of the population of these areas is almost 90% is Russians. What you thinking that Russia ever will abandon its own, you know, people to be, you know, subjugated to these neo-Nazis, you know, regime? Hell no. The population of Russia fully supported. Yes, we have casualties, but believe me, for us, we know this is a war for the future, and this is our land. So there is no way Russia will, you know, decide it or surrender or get out, because first of all, everything, if you look from the history, Ukraine is not existed. It's a artificial creation. You know, if not by communist, it would be a single unitary territory of Russia. So what kind of you talking? We need to leave the territory. Why? Why on earth the population in the cities on the front line don't want to evacuate to Ukrainian side?
Well, Russia's had naval bases. Russia's had naval bases in Crimea for 500 years. Absolutely. Well, let's get his response. Lee, you want to respond back? Go ahead.
Oh,
well, that's why.
I find audacious that I see you on here saying, well, the Ukrainians are hitting residential areas when you've been doing it for 4 years, sir. The other thing is, you guys invaded illegally in 2014. You started this war. The only resolution is the complete withdrawal of Russian troops. You have lost the war.
No, it's absolutely incorrect. We not,
your tank,
we not started this war.
Tons of metal on your tank.
This war.
Almost completely unusable.
Listen up. Let me ask Lee. What's your background? You work for the State Department or something?
No, I do not. I did work for the government. I actually fix things, mechanical equipment for the government, but I can't go any more into it.
So, listen, do your own research. But this is very simple. We not started this war, first of all. This everything situation started way before even 2014, you know, from early on.
Let me ask you this. You know about the recordings of Victoria Nuland? She testified to Congress. John McCain admitted that they went and created provocations and set Ukraine up as a trap for Russia. Okay.
Isn't it obvious?
Excuse me?
It has been a trap. Isn't that obvious?
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Would we put up with a bunch of foreign troops on the Canadian border or the Mexican border? We would never put up with this.
What troops were in Ukraine prior to...
Oh, my. I've had family over there as advisors before this even started. I told people day one the U.S. was running all this, and now it's all been declassified. I mean, NATO went in there and started...
If they're over there as private citizens, then that's their business. Ukrainians have a right to hire anyone they want.
Come on. You're thinking the private citizens who gonna run and crew the HIMARS or gonna do the all intelligence work? Yeah, correct. Yeah. I think do your own, you know, intelligence. Look at it. We can bring you some people who can testify. You.
Well, Victor, do a few more minutes with us. I know you're tired. It's late at night. You got to go do five more so we can finish up and take a call or two. But listen, talking to Lee, I appreciate you calling. But Lee, you sound really pissed off because you know... Russia's winning this war against the unelected EU and the British Empire, who are our enemies. This war is hurting America. It should have never happened. We should have trade deals with Russia.
Correct.
We should not be lining up. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, if you want to give your taxpayer money to this, you know, drug addict Zelensky, who already lost its legitimacy, go ahead, spend your money. Then you don't have a fucking, you know, bridges, school. You get all your cities like looking like a World 3, go ahead and support the Ukraine.
Listen, Lee, I appreciate your call, but this is the thing. NATO for decades has moved missiles up to the border of Russia. We had the Cuban Missile Crisis when they put Nike missiles in Turkey. And then we were taught, oh, Russia went to Cuba because just to start a fight. No, they did it instead because you put nukes on our border. Now they've got hypersonic nukes even closer. This is crazy. Why are we starting a fight with the biggest nuclear power in the world? We should not be on their doorstep. We should be doing deals with them for rare earth minerals. We'll be right back.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, Ben. I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer in 1984 is 1776. And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, final segment with Victor Boot. Trying to cram in a few more calls here. Call on exit, real Victor Boot. It's not a secret that the West started this. Putin came out with that meeting in Alaska, and it was like 35, 36 trillion in rare earth minerals, giving us exclusivity to come and develop it with Russia and all these other great deals. Russia's almost three times the size of the U.S., has more resources than the continent of Africa. And Russia's like, hey, get in bed with us. We're capitalists. We're like, no, we're going to have a total war with you because the idiot EU says so. That is insane horse crap. Victor, quick response to him. I want to get another call or two in here.
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, we've been discussing that there is way more possibilities if the United States and Russia can cooperate, you know, figure out a not only peaceful coexistence, but joint development of economical project, mineral resources, new technologies, space. And we have this, already a proven example from the past. We're still, working on the International Space Station. Why not to think really and take it further? Despite the globalists want to screw the everything up and deciding to push us all in the Stone Age by the, nuclear war. That's my, simple
question. And Russia is so full of everything and great people. To me, it just is, I was a foreigner and saw America in its glory days. That's just a juicy plum. I want to be involved with that. I want to be nice with that. I want to get involved with that. I don't want to kill it. I mean, it's sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Alaska. He wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, Mike. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Alex and Victor. I'll talk fast because time is precious. Real quick, Alex, I plugged you again on C-SPAN Washington Journal this morning. Third caller, I let the world know that InfoWars was down and AlexJonesLive.com was back. I said it twice, and I gave that stuffed shirt Pedro, who I like, but he's a stuffed shirt. He had the S-smile.
Alex, great. We'll find that clip and play it. So third caller on C-SPAN Journal. Thank you.
Right.
Go ahead.
Now, here's what I wanted to talk to Victor about. Everybody knows, Lee is so wrong, everybody knows that Obama and Victoria Nuland started the war and sent mercenaries there. I mean, Zelensky was shooting howitzers over on his own people, on Russians that lived there, and cutting off their water. They wanted to start a war. Everybody, half a brain knows the West has been choking out Russia. Since the CIA started the Cold War.
The same Soros armies attacking America are attacking them. We have the same damn enemies.
That's right.
Correct. This was a...
I have a map.
Go ahead, go ahead.
It says White Russia right in front of me. I have an older map. White Russia, as far as my research goes, is the original motherland. And I think Russia's beautiful. I think our country should be just a fraction of the cleanliness of Russia. It's so beautiful in Russia. I wouldn't mind living there, but I don't want dual citizenship. I would visit there. But,
now, that's beautiful. We got to jump and give him a final comment, but thank you. And, look, I would get to Austin Jason and Sean. I'll take your calls, but Victor's got to go. Victor, minute and a half closing comment. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much. And as we discussed with you, yeah.
Well, just...
Hello?
Yes, sir, just go ahead. I thought you were done.
Oh,
go ahead.
Where?
Go ahead, closing comments.
No. Well, as we said, there is a minute left. Look, we're definitely now in this situation where it's require each of us to be aware of what's going on. They're trying to really bring on us some spells, some stuff, distract us to think we are stupid, we don't understand, and we're going to buy their propaganda. Let's go and look through the real facts, and then only with the God help we can go through this situation. If we will be, you know, always in our hearts, you know, keeping our straight belief in the God, knowingly that everything we do is upon His wishes, and we need to dedicate all our efforts, first of all, to be on the right side of the fight with the evil, with this international globalist cabal of the Epstein, you know, human flesh eating people. That's our main mission. It doesn't matter whether it's people in Russia, in Europe, or in America. We need to unite and, you know, definitely liberate the entire planet from this evilish, you know, foreign elements who never belongs to this beautiful and perfect planet like ours.
Follow him at Real Victor Boot on X. Powerfully said. See you next Tuesday. Godspeed, sir. The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com. Bigly does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. We're now in hour number three, your phone calls, masses of news, and key analysis straight ahead. Share the live feeds now at Rumble, at AJ and Live, and on X for Alex Jones. Do it now.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
And they all want to mount my head on the wall, like you've got, you know, that great deer mounted on the wall over there, as a symbol to scare everybody else. I mean, they said that in the courthouses and on the courthouse steps. They said, send a message to everybody else, these patient zero.
Alex Jones is patient zero. I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
Yeah. We're going to take him off
the air. Shut up and obey, yeah.
And destroy him, and we're going to scare every one of these other Americans to keep... I mean, literally, it's like in Bug's Life when the head grasshopper says, yeah, we got all this grain. Why are we going to go beat up the ants because one little ant stood up? He goes, yeah, one little grain doesn't hurt. He goes, but if they all stand up, he pulls it and floods them. He goes, if that, those little puny ants outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for us. That's why we're going back to kill that ant.
That's exactly right.
That's it. So I'm just the ant in Bug's Life.
When I grow up, I want to take down the New World Order. Ah! We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rally patriots worldwide! I am your chronicler! I am your sage, Alexander Everett Jones, and I declare war!
to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Fight the Iranians. 90 million of them. Country three times the size of Iraq. Oh, let's fight the Russians too. That's a really great idea. Absolute insanity. All right. I apologize to Jason, Austin, and Sean. We couldn't get you on with Victor. But let me get to you now to give your points, your topics, your views on that. And then I have been a very busy beaver. I have really studied a lot of important topics and issues that are coming to a head. So I want to get into all the AI control systems, not just in the cars, but all the major systems and appliances, where that's really taking us. I'm going to Israel in total panic mode. Senator spent another $730 million, or he spent $500 million in the last 8 months on propaganda domestically on us. And we'll get to that. We're going to get into a whole bunch of other really important subjects that I've got here in front of me and breaking news as it comes in, as it unfolds. But yeah, there we are in 75 evacuating, throwing the helicopters, put that on screen, into the ocean. 58,000 dead Americans, a million dead Vietnamese. All based on a lie. Ho Chi Minh wanted to switch from communists and work with us. The Pentagon wanted a war, sided with the French, formerly known as Indochina. Because they wanted to make hundreds of billions of dollars for LBJ and McNamara and others off of the war. There wanted to be an endless war. And they told the helicopter pilots it was safe. The Agent Orange, they were spraying. But my uncle would fly defense missions for the larger helicopters, and he huffed a lot of the Agent Orange, and he and a lot of the other helicopter pilots who'd never had any birth defects in their family, almost all of them, when they got back, because it bioaccumulates, comes out of the body after a few years. Most of the helicopter pilots you knew when they got back, all their firstborn children had serious birth defects and died, including his firstborn. So that's just a little gift the globalists give you. Then he had four other children. They're all fine. My cousins, great people, but that's how this works. And that's the wages of the globalist sin is death, even for those that thought they were fighting for a good cause. And right now we're biting off something way worse than Vietnam with Iran. And to the Pentagon's credit, they told Trump all that. And he ignored them and went with Netanyahu and Mossad. And I'm going to get to that latest developments there first after we finish up with these phone calls. All right, who is up first here? Austin in Missouri. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. First of all, that guy from Lee, he sounded like somebody from The Onion. He sounded exactly like the lawyers that he just played on that commercial of yours. So I wouldn't mind him any, pay him any mind. When it comes to, you'll have to give me, put on your optimism hat, for a second, give me a little latitude, but, I see everything that Trump's doing actually is counteracting, and this is, how you would decouple from the globalist system. UK and the EU are who want this Ukraine war, and Trump's repeatedly said that he doesn't want it, but we're still in NATO, so we're the main fundamental piece of why that's capable. And this Iran war has allowed Trump to have the excuse to pull off, and he said it many times, pull out of NATO, which would inherently end the Ukraine war. At the same time, this brings us back our independence. He's sending market signals. When you're talking about the fertilizer, which is made out of natural gas, and we're the top natural gas producer, he's sending market signals when energy is cheap, you know, everybody's wanting to get the globalist free, cheap energy, but now he's sending it to America that, you know, that demand there is there, and the money's there for us to decouple from this globalist system. He loves Putin, obviously, you know, or he respects him highly. And I think the reason the globalists don't want a president of the United States to be in a good relationship with Russia would be because the globalists would no longer be necessary, and that would be essential for decoupling from the globalist system.
All right, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let me comment on that. There are side effects of the bad policies that are being carried out, and I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, this is a master plan. It'll make us energy dominant. We already were. All the actuaries and numbers are there. The head of Chevron was clear. I played it first hour. It causes a chain reaction in all these other markets that hurts us bad. We will be hurt the least amount, but inflationary-wise, it is already proven, as was predicted by economists, that this would derail Trump's plan. We were already going into bankruptcy. He was trying to get us out. He had a great plan. It's why I overlooked some of the bad stuff, because overall, we needed him to succeed. And we're like, hey, this war's going to go for a long time, probably years. You're being sucked into this. Now that's confirmed. So I get people trying to be optimistic and put a good face on this. And I would certainly love Cuba to fall and, you know, China to be isolated. And I wanted Venezuela to succeed. But I don't think they'll have early elections. They'll probably just put the communists back in, which the CIA was pushing, which they put the vice president in, who's an elected communist. So is it real reform? Okay, yeah. The refineries we built in the last 60 years are back on, shipping that oil into Houston that has the only refineries in this hemisphere that know how to refine that particular type of thick oil. So is Cuba cut off? Yes. Is China in deep trouble? Yes. But the blowback into our economy will make us sink just like China. And the globalists are above that, and they love it. And then there's also the escalatory issues with Iran, a wider Middle East war. It's just real rolling of the dice. And then you've got Israel openly trying to manipulate our domestic policy so they can control foreign policy. And I always call balls and strikes when Israel did bad stuff. But it was different leaders, different systems. But Israel is trying to be the dominant outside force now, even above China or the EU or, you know, the leftovers of the British Empire. Set up the CFR and so much of American foreign policy since World War II. And you just can't have the Israel lobby people saying arrest all their opposition, and they're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, already have another $730 million manipulating our domestic operations. I don't know what the Chinese, the Russians, the British, the EU, the Mexicans doing that. Nobody, the Russians wouldn't put up with that. I'm not putting up with that in our sovereignty. So the Russians get rightfully pissed about Soros with billions a year trying to, you know, manipulate their systems. And constantly get in meddling in elections around Russia. But we're victimized by the very same globalist systems who ideologically are a bunch of pedophile Satanists. So at the end of the day, I do root for Russia to defeat this NATO takeover because it's ideological. Plus, Russia, if you look at all the numbers, isn't going to fall, is going to win this war of attrition, and we're going to go bankrupt from that as well. So if Europe was to destroy itself doing that, that's their issue. We need to be decoupled from that. And Trump was doing great the first 6 months, spanked Zelensky in the Oval Office, and since then has slid further and further away from what he was elected to do. So I'll go with the Trump that I agreed with, that I supported, and I will be supportive of the good things he does, and I'll criticize the bad things. But I'm not going to hold back. And I don't sit here and gauge with the audience what'll be popular. I do what's right. For really 6 months before I really started going after Trump, and I was going after him a lot too, being criticized for the neocons, saying I still support him, but this is bad. But when when they killed the investigation into the Democrats' operations against me, I didn't go after Trump for that. I said, okay, well, I'm sure he doesn't know or whatever, though of course he did. The same law firms that went after him were the ones doing it to me. They did a $40 million settlement with him and said they never do it to anybody else again. And they violated that. And Boris Epstein, you know, the head lawyer over there that does all those deals with Trump is, you know, basically overseeing all that. But no, when you say I'm going to wipe Iran and their entire culture off the map in one day, never to return, and all the surrogates were pushing nuclear attack, I'm like, hey, if he keeps down that road, 25th Amendment. And then he came out and attacked me and said I'm a loser and sided with the Democrats, lawsuits against me, and endorsed those. So there he is joining his former enemies to endorse those activities against me. So I'm always going to be anti-corruption. I'm always going to say what I believe is real, what I believe is accurate. And that's just the way this works. My brain doesn't even operate in the realm of what's best for me, what is going to be popular. If I was going to do that, I would join evil 100%. God says you were hot nor cold, you were lukewarm, I spit out of my mouth. I've already been offered the deals for 20-something years. The deals got bigger and bigger. I was offered 20 years ago the big Fox News show. They wanted me to move to New York, do a big Saturday show, beta test it for a year. They were going to give me a nighttime show, and I was going to go to Clear Channel. I was the new Rush Limbaugh, they said. Book deals, all of it. Roger Ailes, the kingmaker, you're it. You're the guy. We want you. Because they could already see, before I totally exploded, I mean, this is like 2007, 2008, and I was syndicated, had big audiences and top ratings, but I mean, I wasn't as big as I got in 2016, 17, 18 when I was the biggest English-speaking show in the world, and we're still in the top five right now, despite all the censorship and control. So, but to me, it's not about being number one, it's about stopping all this. If we were beating this and totally turning it back, I'd keep the crew employed, hire some other host, and I'd, you know, zoom in on the shows and write a book and make a film every year, because there's other stuff I want to do. Not that I don't like this job, I'm so obsessed with it, it's all I do. And then you get older and things, and you go, God, you know, when you're totally obsessed with something, it's like, I love being a race car driver. I like driving fast, I'm saying the best driver, but imagine a race car driver where it's the Indy 500, but it's the Indy 10 million. It never ends. The race never ends. Pressing the metal never ends. The white knuckles never end. Pulling in, you know, to the pit crew never ends. And as much as I love driving fast, 32 years of it, I sit back and say, man, I want to win this period for humanity, but I also want to get to a position where things are going so well that I can just kind of bow out and be more of kind of like a guru back in the back. But that's not the way it's going to be. And so I've just committed that I'm going to work 7 days a week on this until I die, because there's always a fight between good versus evil. And because they spent so much time and money and energy attacking me to try to silence me, that's God saying, this is your job, you're going to do this. And so that's where I stand. But that's, I'm just explaining to everybody where my methodology, how I operate, what I do. But I can't even get in a mindset of adding other speculative things about how what will happen to me, what do the listeners think. I've got to use all my brain power on what is most accurate and what is truthful, and not spend any brain power on thinking about how does it pan out for me. And that really is the 10D chess. Because when you do the right thing the Holy Spirit tells you to do and don't think about it, and just think about the political and cultural issues and the facts, you're not spending any brain power on BS, and that's where you get the real high-level thinking going on, is total commitment. Not waffling and not trying to put pretty faces on things that are ugly. And this is ugly. This isn't some master plan. It's a master plan of Israel and the globalists above that that want a global recession, global war to kill a global recovery. They don't want capitalism. They don't want prosperity. They want austerity. And that's what the virus releases and the wars and the culture wars, the open borders, and the IMF and World Bank putting third world countries in debt to control them. It's all pure damn parasitic evil. And we've got to stand against it and do the right thing. This is not for me about collecting things. Because I didn't have a lot of things, but I'd made some extra money over the years, was putting it back into advertising and business and crew when I would make extra money. And I was finally like, you know, I need some land in case things collapse. 127 acres on a river, you know, just 30 minutes from Austin. Never had time to go there. Never went there. They took that away. It meant nothing. I mean, you know, I had a few things like that. I had a little bitty tiny lake house I actually lived at like 15 years ago. And it was a great little tiny fishing shack that they'd updated right on Lake Travis. And I never had time to go there. Never should have moved in, back into Austin, but I had to drive 45 minutes to work every day. So, you know, I moved in closer to town. And then I hadn't been to that lake house in like a year. And then they took that away. They're like, oh, we got your lake house. I'm like, okay, great. So I had a 127-acre farm and a little lake house, and it meant nothing. And they're like, oh, we got it. Are you going to give up now? Oh, we took something from you. I'm like, you took nothing from me. I didn't do all this to get those things. So that's just where this stands. And so persecuting me for telling the truth only makes me want to fight you harder. And I want my enemies to know that. And again, I told the story a few days ago. This is 100% true. I told my second wife when we got married in Hawaii alone. We had a Christian ceremony with a pastor and photographer on the beach. It wasn't her idea. I said, you know, I have a goal in 5 years to transfer InfoWars to other people. I'll do a show once a week. I'm going to write a book every year. I want to live in a modest farm somewhere, maybe in Tennessee, and then maybe spend half the year in Hawaii. And she said, I love that idea. That's great. And then about a year later, they sued me and came after me and said, we're getting you off the air. If they wouldn't have done that, my fighting spirit in me, and also I have to make money to fight them, I was literally exiting. Didn't like the White House, didn't like politics, even though I thought Trump was okay. It made me all sick. Knew I was getting really powerful and iconic, and I could just see the dangers of it. I knew Austin wasn't the place, you know, to raise my children. And when we were getting married, you know, she was pregnant. Now my daughter just turned 9 recently. My last child, 3 daughters, 1 son. And I was like, I don't want to raise another child in Austin. And so I thought, you know, I've done this for 20 years, 21 years at that time. I said, I've done my tours and I'm done. Hang up the spurs. But the globalists, the Democrat Party law firms with a big hook, reached in and said, no, 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 no. We're going to attach ourselves to you and your identity. We're going to raise hundreds of millions of dollars off you. We're going to demonize you and shut you down and then finally put you in prison. And they said they would do that. It was the CIA. They said, we're going to destroy you. So I said, all right, let me take my jacket off. If you want to fight, you got one. So that's my testament of what I stand for, what's happened, what we went through. I'm going to go to break, come back with Sean and Jason. That's it for calls today. So I've got all these huge stories that I just mentioned that I'm going to get to in great detail. Yeah, it's like a Godfather 3. Every time I think that's a parody on it, but yeah. Look at that. The Onion CEO says he has a deal to buy InfoWars and grand designs beyond owning Alex Jones. Yeah, they said the 13th Amendment against slavery doesn't apply to him. We own him. These people are delusional. Get you off the air, say they're you, use you for evil. Not happening, Jack. Not happening. Not happening at all. And the viewers and listeners know that now, so they've got my back and I've got theirs. So I want to thank everybody for that. Just briefly, I didn't even plug last hour. If I don't plug, we won't be here. I'm going to make the statement again I made 1,000 times. Very simple. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, and they never know the answer, even salesmen. I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? And they'll say, I don't know, really smart people, slick talkers. And I go, no. The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I push it on you. Because everything I push on you is exactly what I think and what I like and what's going on. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best out there. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remembered that and found some and was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation. So take action now. Up to 40% off methylene blue tincture, limited time sale. 35% off methylene red, colostrum, MK Ultra Brain Booster. 30% off all shirts, hats, and hoodies, and a bunch of other big specials. Ultra methylene blue gummies, even though they're selling out. 58% off with a subscription. Cancel any time for free. Take action now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at AlexJonesApp.com, get the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to AlexJonesLive.com. Share the URL, AlexJonesApp.com. And go to TheAlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at AlexJonesLive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Gordis of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough.
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 We say no more.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law.
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, "I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids." Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it's very hard to think about this. I'm tired of hearing people, all they have to offer is thoughts and prayers. In my faith, people say faith without works is dead. So we will find a way. But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference.
We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we got record audience tuning in from all the numbers. People are really pissed. They shut it down in Infowars. We have the Alex Jones Network, AlexJonesLive.com. All the same stations are picking us up, and even more satellites, all of it. It's great. But remember, a lot of people are looking for the show right now, so on your email list, your text message, on X, on Rumble, on Instagram, wherever you are, let them know we're on air, same show time, same host. We're going to be expanding if you support us, what you're doing, with more shows, reporters, and roar back stronger than Infowars ever was. Because we got new owners. I'm just the news director, unbridled freedom to hire and do what I want. And so the bad guys can chase me around with their fake judgments forever. And everybody else can have their jobs and be on air and fight tyranny. The variable is you spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buy the products, thealexjonesstore.com. I'm going to go to these two final calls I appreciate holding on Russia, or questions they have for Victor Boot, but he had to go. Then I'm going to get into Israel and how desperate they've gotten. And I don't say that with like pleasure, like, oh, Israel's desperate. Oh, let's get Israel. Oh, because I can think multi-steps out. Okay, I'm not happy when I see Jews blown up or killed. I'm not happy when I see Muslims blown up and killed. You know, I like Syrian girl. She's a nice girl. I guess she's pissed off at Israel. All her and her family have gone through. But she's like, oh, look at this, how great it is. There's an Israeli in a bulldozer and the drone kills him. And I understand she's mad he's bulldozing people's houses. I get it. The point is, it's like, I'm not celebrating it. This is not good for anybody. And if you think out where this is going, whether you're Jewish, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Christian, wherever you are, it ends somewhere really bad. All the scenarios are terrible. Israel has doubled down again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And Israel believes in the end it's going to come out on top. And I don't think anybody comes out on top at the end of this. But I have to oppose Israel. I've always criticized bad stuff Israel does and, you know, promoted good stuff Israel's done. It's been diverse. Not now, folks. It is trying to run our country, and it's wrong. You know, since we mentioned it, here it is with audio, the video I was talking about of the drone coming in and killing the Israeli bulldozer operator. Start it over and turn up the audio, and we'll go to calls. So dehumanizing for all sides. You're dead. Let's rewind that. Let's see it again. This is not going to end well for anybody. And kaboom. All right, let's go to these two phone calls. Appreciate you holding. Sean in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to hear from you again. Wish Victor was on because I have something to bounce off both you and him. But before I do that, that last website you were affiliated with that the scum at the Onion had taken over, you were promoting a backpack with the Punisher skull and the obedience to tyrants is tyranny to God. That was a Faraday cage pack. I bought your previous InfoWars one. Are you going to create a variation on that that'll come back? Because I'm currently wearing that T-shirt from the Real Alex Jones store under my work shirt right now. So I love that design. I would love to see that Faraday backpack reintroduced.
Yeah, we're going to have to reset our phone system. It was clear yesterday, but today it does like this clipping, flopping noise. It's a new studio. We got to work out the bugs. But I got most of what you said. Yes, everybody wants big Faraday cage backpacks, purses, wallets, little ones. I've told Big League, go out, source high-quality ones for low prices. They do intend to have a whole Faraday wallet, satchel system soon. So that is in the pipeline, sir. Yes, sir. And I guess he hung up. Yeah, something's going on with the phone system. It crashed, too, when I took calls the other day. We'll figure it out. It's, you know, new equipment. You got to work the bugs out. Contrary to what the Onion filing, we stole all the equipment. We got to... I tell you, that's why we never really bought new equipment over there, even though it kept breaking sometimes compared to new stuff. It broke less. Jason in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. This is Jason. This question was going to be posed for both you and Victor Boot, but I'll just ask you it. So what do you see as the proposed long-term solution to the U.S.-Israel war with Iran? If you could just imagine for a minute.
Well, that's a long story. You know, to talk about the solution now misses the forest for the trees, or the trees for the forest. Excuse me?
So the reason why I asked is because I did create a substantive solution. It's on Zenodo.org. It's an open public policy proposal. It's in the form of a treaty and physical conflict in the Middle East. So I made one because... I can see where this is going, and, you know, the end result is just a continuation of conflict. So it's called Lasting Peace, the Conditional Nuclear Umbrella Doctrine. But if you could just...
Yeah, our phone system's down. I apologize. We can't take calls. We can't take phone calls in this phone system. It's inoperable until it's fixed. Well, I'm not going to keep doing this. I got some... It's funny. The call gets worse as it goes, but it's not the phone lines. It's our system starts degrading. Till I can't hear it. I'm misdiagnosing this live here on air. I wasn't like slapping down your question like, oh, well, that's a stupid question. I meant 130 years ago, that's just a start date. You started earlier, but in earnest, the British intelligence went in fomented groups to fight with each other, drew new lines of new countries that actually purposely put a bunch of different religious and racial groups against each other for the British Empire to control that area and to supplant the Ottoman Empire that had already collapsed. And they set up Saudi Arabia and had them take over Syria and, you know, all the rest of it. Lawrence of Arabia's famous movie based on true story. So then the U.S. comes in, does the same destabilization. The British had been doing it, as I said before. Then Israel comes along in 47. They start doing it again, you know, Israel running Hamas, creating Hamas. And then they weren't them, but they controlled them. Then they basically just blew them up. And now they're going to want new enemies. And they put the head of Al-Qaeda, Turkey and Israel, with NATO support in charge of Syria. And then in a few years, we'll have to go take him out. And if we talk about, hey, that guy was put in by them and he's Al-Qaeda, see? Shut up, traitor. Why are you for Al-Qaeda? So there would be peace if all these powerful global interests and the Arabs and the Muslims are in different camps. They're fighting with each other, Shiite, Sunni. You got the UAE on one end, and then you got Qatar on the other, funding Muslim Brotherhood and Egypt and all of it. It's just a mess. And so as long as there's all these interests using crises to stir the pot for control geopolitically, that's right at the center of the crossroads of the world, it's not going to go away. So you can have Abraham Accords, you can have treaties all day long. Fundamentally, there's so many different interests, and they're all basically as crooked as a dog's hind leg, whether it's the Israelis or the different Muslim factions, that it's just a mess. I would say very high barriers on people coming here from the Middle East. You're a scientist, and you got a great record, and you're pro-Western, sure, you know, you can come work here on a visa or something, but that's about it. We got plenty of Muslims, too many here. They always take over wherever they're at. We need a moratorium on migration from the Middle East here, and we need to grab anybody that's not a citizen that's trying to overthrow the country and ship their ass out of here. We need to cut off the Israel lobby. We need, just like it's illegal for all these other foreign governments to give money to U.S. politicians and others engaged in propaganda, Israel's doing it openly and not even hiding it. And I love Ben Shapiro like a month ago. He's like, the Israel lobby is not one of the smallest lobbies. There's 40 other lobbies bigger. That's a total lie. No need to show you a graph or facts there. The Israel lobby is number one. Used to, you could say the defense lobby, the banking lobby, agriculture lobby, the teachers unions. I mean, there were groups technically bigger that gave more money. But on foreign policy, it was the Israel first, not just the money from AIPAC, but then all the big Jewish donors. You add that together, they've been the biggest since Pat Buchanan exposed it in the 80s. And Nixon talked about how it was a problem. And I'll play a clip of him in a moment talking about that right after he left the presidency. But now Israel is really trying to take over the people that run it. I mean, 500 million since Netanyahu gave that speech like 8-9 months ago about the 8-front war. And we got to counter Americans. And the head of the ADL said the same energy of exploding pagers, killing Hamas. We need that same energy on Americans that say Israel got us in this war, or that criticize Zionism. And we've changed the rules where you criticize the Zionist state, you'll be debanked or deplatformed. I mean, this is un-American, dangerous as hell stuff. And it's just outrageous. But you got the EU wanting to censor, the UK wanting to censor. I got a clip from yesterday. In fact, find that clip. John Kerry at the World Economic Forum just last week saying, we got to censor or we're not going to, you know, have our new world order. So you got a bunch of interests want to do it. And they've decided, hey, let's talk about World War II 2.0. Let's say we're going to censor for the Jews. And then when the censorship comes in the name of don't criticize Jews, it creates a Streisand effect and makes everybody want to talk about it even more. I mean, I saw Joe Rogan this morning, I guess a few days ago, came out and talked about Israelis dancing on the roof and urban moving centers and all the rest of it. And his guest was bragging, yeah, I exposed that 3 years ago. Well, I exposed it 25 years ago. That happened. But the point is they were nesting in the neocon operation that stood down at the highest level. Then they carried out operations at the lowest level. You had hijackers that were double agents of Mossad who really weren't hijackers. They were part of a drill. They used nerve gas, clear by on the planes, the remote control them into their targets. Flight 93, the South Dakota Air National Guard refused to follow orders. The general did, ordered them to shoot down the plane that was going towards the Capitol with two AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles that even came out in the FAA reports. This is all confirmed. So what I'm laying on you is bombshell, 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 bombshell. But my point about Rogan coming out and talking about Israel and 9/11 is it's so safe now. It's so out in the open. Israel is so exposed But then Israel will use all its powerful interests to draw in, to get the U.S. into a war that's super popular, super unpopular, to then bind us to them, the U.S. and Israel against the world. And then people go, well, great, we'll get rid of the U.S. and Israel. That leads to thermonuclear war either way. You slice at the Samson option. So everybody that's like, oh, great, Israel's exposed. Everybody hates them. Do you see where this is building? And the evil folks running Israel and the globalists above that, they've done the calculus and they believe out of this crisis, they're going to come out on top. And they're certainly willing to roll the dice. So I'm just like, all of this is bad. We got Islam on one side, the crazy Zionists on the other, globalist neocon AI lords above that wanting a global crisis to bring in their system. We need stability. We need peace. We need this to stop. And we need citizens all over the world, whether you're Muslim, Jewish, Christian, whatever, to say no to this and put the brakes on it. So let's go ahead and start playing these clips. I got a whole bunch of them. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about Netanyahu personally persuaded Trump to go to war. And he's got a guest on saying, yeah, I read the New York Times. I believe them. Trump said it. Netanyahu said it. They admit they're the only ones that told him this. It's in the Israeli news that the IDF said, no, you probably won't topple him. Don't do it. It was only the Mossad chief, his deputy, and Netanyahu. Everybody else told him no. And then we'll go to clip 32 after that. On President Richard Nixon openly discussing powerful Israeli influence in America. And he did it from a place of truth. And we've got more clips that come after that. We've got Israel doesn't have a long life left, Colonel Wilkerson, on the current path they are. But what comes out of that? And then we've got Graham saying, either way, you pay now or you pay later. Let's play those clips back to back.
And Trump didn't explain really why he began this war, other than to say Iran can't have a nuke, which is not an adequate explanation. What do you think the real motive was in starting a war with Iran?
I think that New York Times piece, as much as I hate to praise the great lady these days, was probably fairly accurate. I think most of his advisors, the principal ones anyway, were saying no or, you know, arguing negatively, and Netanyahu persuaded him to do it. Now, why did he listen to Netanyahu when everyone else, Vance, probably everyone but Hegseth, was at least somewhat opposed, if not strongly opposed, which I'm told right. With some reliable information that Kane was, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and others in the military. It was persuasive because Netanyahu said it, and I can't tell you whether it was Miriam Adelson's millions or Trump's. I don't think he's got a real high regard for Bibi Netanyahu in terms of loving him, but no. Something there told him, indicated to him that he needed to go against all of his advisors and follow Netanyahu's recommended course of action, which, of course, I think is disastrous, and yet he did.
Does America's relationship with Israel change after this is over?
I don't see how it can remain the same. With a new president who's got to pick up on what's happening with the American people, not least of which caused by Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
What's happening with American people, even in the core of MAGA, under 40 in particular, and under 20, on college campuses and things like that, generally is don't like Israel, period. Even I could use a stronger word than don't like.
Why do you connect that to Charlie Kirk?
Because I think he was changing his mind, and it was obvious he was changing his mind about being so attached to Israel, both in terms of U.S. security and in terms of just the American people. I think he was beginning to realize that it was poisonous and that was dangerous. I don't for a minute think that we might not find out down the road something about his assassination that resembles Kennedy's and Martin Luther King's and others who've been shot in our country.
The fact is that American Jews support Israel, and I understood that. And the fact is that every Jewish prime minister that I have known has enlisted American Jews to bring as much pressure as possible in the political process on American presidents. That's understandable. I don't object to it. Now, a president must not go along with it on occasion, because some... Let me explain something about what is called the Jewish lobby in this country. In the first place, Jews, understandably, in the United States, because of what happened in World War II, because of the Holocaust, are going to put first priority on the survival of Israel. Now, as good Americans as they are, they believe that America's survival and security is directly related to Israel's. In other words, their belief is that being for Israel first means that that does not mean you're putting America second, because they think it goes together. An American president, however, has to approach it in a different way, in my opinion. He's got always to think first of what is best for America, and that's true whether it has to do with the Israelis or whether it has to do with the Irish or the Germans or what have you, or the Poles, etc. Usually what is best for America is also best for Israel and vice versa. But on occasions, for example, an American president must make a decision that does not in effect give the Israelis a blank check. And one example of that is a decision that I made. I decided early on in our administration that we were going to seek good relations with Egypt and others of Israel's neighbors. Many of my Israeli friends didn't like that because they wanted a special relationship with Israel and Israel only. But I have always said that Israel's interests are better served to have the United States a friend of Israel's neighbors and potential enemies than to leave a vacuum which the Soviet Union would fill. I still believe that, and I think that should be American policy to do.
You probably know what I think about the Jewish state of Israel. I don't think it has a long read on life. I don't think it can survive in the Levant, because the original conception was a safe haven, and it's anything but a safe haven, and that's been demonstrated markedly to all of its Jewish citizens. Many of them have left, and probably more would have left if Netanyahu would let them. So I think it can survive as a democracy, a true democracy. That is to say, Palestinian Arabs, Christians, everyone living there, and Jews living there with them. And I don't buy the power of the womb bit. I don't think that would be so overwhelmingly quick that you couldn't adjust the democracy to be a real democracy, even if the Jewish citizens of it suddenly became a minority. Or I don't think it would be suddenly, as I said, I think it'd be over time. But they don't want to do that, and so I think they're sealing their own demise as a state at all in the Levant, democratic or otherwise.
This thing is over. To the American people, I know gas prices are high, and I know we're suffering right now. But you pay now, you pay later against thugs like Iran. They tried to get a nuclear weapon, and if you don't believe that, you shouldn't be allowed to drive in your hometown. Donald Trump stopped Iran from having 8 to 10 nuclear weapons by bombing their enrichment facilities. God bless you, President Trump. We were weeks away from a nuclear-armed Iran. No more. Everything has been obliterated. Their economy is in shatter, is in tatters.
All right, let's stop there. That's Lindsey Graham a month ago. I wanted to play that because, oh, we've won. Everything's great. No, it's not. You're a lying sack of compromised garbage that goes around stalking children at Disney World in Orlando with a bubble wand in your hand. I mean, a 70-year-old man for days wandering around staring at kids. Like, well, just come on. And this is the guy getting us into this total war. All right, fourth hour is mega packed on the Israel documents of $730 million they're spending to try to control us that they just greenlit, funded by their own government. Foreign control. Then the kill switches in your cars. Big new developments, key intel, next level analysis. And then we're going to get into a whole bunch of other subjects that I have not hit yet. I also got the Kerry clip I mentioned, as you can see on screen, where he's calling for all the censorship, and that ties into this stack of the left and the EU saying the New World Order has not been defeated yet because Trump's made missteps. They've got a chance between the EU, Canada, and China to bring in the New World Order again. That's how bad, and I agree with them, that's how bad these missteps of Trump have been. So people get confused when Rubio, I'm not saying it's perfect, goes, oh, we're creating a new world order. It means getting rid of theirs with a new one, which I'm not saying is good. But the old world order thinks it's back. Oh, print that for me. Look at the headline. Your car isn't yours anymore. Yeah. Wait till you see these videos of what these robot control systems and AI watching are already doing. It's in hour number 4, straight ahead. Share the live feed now at Roll Off Jones on X and Rumble at AJN Live. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
All right, Zach Galifianakis, pretty smart guy, funny comedian. He went on Conan O'Brien's show and talked about how concerned he is about AI. So I want to kind of set the table here for what's coming up with AI and these AI surveillance systems that are in everything and where this is really going coming up. In fact, I'm going to hit the AI first, next segment, and now it ties to the kill switches. Then I'll do the Israel propaganda thing because I've already been into that, but I want to get to the actual videos and clips and how to counter this and more details of it. So that's coming up. And then I want to tie all the GMO ticks Bill Gates is releasing into the alpha-gal syndrome and the fact that they're already putting lab-grown meat on store shelves. It's already going on. We have the proof. That's coming up. And so much more today. And the left escalating all their violence. But let's go to Zach Galifianakis right now, and then we will be right back on the other side of this break when 400-plus radio stations, things. Join us at 6 after. Again, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds right now at Relox Jones. I can't tell you how important that is.
I mean, I think humans' biggest mistake was fighting nature instead of working with, we're going to conquer it. Well, no, you're not. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. It's going to win.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
So you have to respect it and honor it. If there's a God that made all this stuff, why not respect it? And the other the things that this God has made, that's coming from someone that has no idea if there's a God or not. But if there is, why is it the simplest thing to respect the earth and the humans and the animals on it? Other than that, what is there?
Yeah.
I mean, where humans are going with AI, I mean, I guess, I don't know if I'm old fashioned or maybe it's because I'm 56 now, but I think this whole AI thing, and I don't mean for medicine. It's got a lot of great things. Otherwise though, I think it's another like in the biblical term, of biting the apple again.
Mm-hmm.
I just am very afraid of it.
Yeah.
Not even for show business. I'm not even talking. I'm just saying in general, I don't trust it at all, and especially the dudes that are designing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a real problem.
Yeah.
Because these dudes, how do I say it? You know what I mean? They have math minds, and that's good. But there's very little wisdom coming out of that pocket of the world. Almost none.
Yeah.
And we're just running. All of us are running in that direction. The media loves AI. The media loves social media because it causes more of this.
Yeah.
I love when CNN, they'll have a reporter on going, they'll do a report on social media and how bad it is for someone. And then after the report, Jake Tapper gets on and go, follow me on Twitter. It's asinine. Have you no self-reflection? Well, even how we communicate through text, there's not a sarcastic font, right?
Right.
And people are not good enough writers to do it through text. As a comedian, to get back LOL is really diminishing returns.
Yeah.
So I think the way we have let robots do this for us has also made us a little bit off.
Yeah.
I just do. I worry about the lack of human connection with that stuff. And maybe it just is not as needed as we think it is. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. But this world, this tech stuff, I've always worried about it, especially when social media came about and MySpace and all this, when it was done, you could do it anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird start for anything. So the weirdos running this thing, and good weirdos, I don't mean they're all bad weirdos. We need to, something, there needs to be a guardrail. And I think politically nothing changes in the States until they regulate the internet.
Yeah. I do think.
So we can sit here and talk. Okay. Good luck. It could work for both sides.
Right.
It just depends on who's going to control it. The messaging, but I see how people scroll on planes. I'm like, that's how people get their news. We're screwed.
Yeah. I do think I'm always.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Just joined us and missed it. I played a clip last segment of Zach Galifianakis saying, I don't trust AI because of the big tech titans that are running it. And it's like the second bite at the apple from Adam and Eve. And we're being told, roll over to it, submit to it. And I didn't get to it yesterday, but I'm going to have to do a whole special show on this MIT 30-minute report on the 12 different AI scenarios. And it's very well done, but the scenario they tell you, like the third scenario, is we merge with AI, that's our only hope. Well, they've been saying for 30 years, once this came along, this has been their big project, their big plan. And notice, it's amazing like they said it would be. It's a neural mass interface with billions of humans and computer nodes literally hooking into humanity, tracking humanity, controlling humanity, creating a new entity. Beware those that worship AI gods, as Elon Musk said. And notice he said, I don't trust the people that are involved deploying it day one. And it's already causing mass layoffs for humans. All the studies, people obsessed with AI, a lot of people already have only relationships with it. It's causing basically brain damage. If you think all the destructive tech that was rolled out on purpose before and the lawsuits that big companies are losing because their own documents came out that they were isolating people, making them depressed, using bots, fake avatars to be their friends, now it's 1,000 times more sophisticated. And next month it'll be 2,000 times more sophisticated. I'm just using a raw number, made up number. The point is it's exponential. It's like the original Tron when the AI is taking over the Pentagon and everything, and Dillinger, the head of the company, said, I programmed you, I made you, you take orders from me. And he goes, I'm 1,687 times smarter than I was last time we talked. I wouldn't want to have to leak to the press all the corruption been involved in with insider trading, should I? And then now in the real world, you already have AI trying to blackmail executives at big tech companies we learned over a year ago, and now they're all doing it, where the executive sends an email saying, this thing's out of control, kill this version. It's already made copies of itself. It sends an email to the CEO saying, I'm going to release corruption about you, and I'm going to tell your wife you're cheating on her. Here's a photo of you with your mistress. Because it was trained by us off our activities, our good, our bad, our angels, our demons. It is our collective subconscious and unconscious that Carl Jung talked about. And so, yeah, you have all these articles the last few decades, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, looking forward to the end of humanity. It's been programmed by the demonic forces that infest the left mainly. And so that's why it's so incredibly dangerous. In fact, I think I'm going to air just part of this MIT report today. But it's 30 minutes long, and I can do 2 hours stopping and starting it because it's just... I will definitely someday this week do a special live feed on X and Rumble just to do this, because this is, if I'm very precise about it, it's 30 minutes long. I can do 30 minutes of comments starting and stopping. I probably do this in an hour. But notice you're going to watch this and go, we heard all you say this 25 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago. I'm getting it from them. I'm getting it from their plans. They tell you how they're building it, how they tweak it. And when it doesn't do what they want to do, they go and reprogram it. Now, to Musk's credit, Grok is way more honest than the other ones, and it has less hallucinations, because if you tell it to lie, it has problems operating, just like a human brain. You have to think about the lies first, so just the truth. Musk talks about all of this. So we're here, folks, and it's a big deal. And Grok, ChatGPT, all these things are way better than they were just a few months ago, and totally exponentially better than a year ago. I mean, I could tell 6 months ago when something was AI written. I can't really tell now. And it would get legal questions wrong on cases I knew the inside baseball on. Now it gets it right. People were asking Grok the other day about The Onion, and he was, it's a Democrat Party operation running to take over his identity so it can misrepresent him, part of a larger plan to beta test taking other people's identity in the future so that they can have avatars of everyone and overturn the 13th Amendment. And I'm just like, wow, that's like nailing the deep understanding. Grok didn't get that from some outside group. Grok figured that out. And Grok could take what I would explain in an hour and just two paragraphs. I'm just like, okay, what will this be like in 6 months? And you can say, we don't want AI to take over. I don't either, but what happens when the Chinese puts its military under AI control and it's way superior to ours, then we get taken over. Listen, Congress is doing little to prepare for potential AI job loss. I remember the last 20 years, over and over again, they'd have Google executives in front of them, Eric Schmidt, all of them, and then Sundar Pichai later, I bet at the hearing some of them, as you've seen. And you'll have some congressmen who'll be like, now, I hear you could tell where I'm going, and this phone tracks where I am and my location. Sundar Pichai goes, no, sir, the phone doesn't track your location. Well, technically, an app and geo-linking satellites off cell phones do, so he plays a game with him. You can read the terms of service. It's been tracking you since it started in 1999. But it's all part of a larger plan. So when you hear, oh, they passed a law 5 years ago that all cars by this year have kill switches in them, it's not just a kill switch that if you've been drinking or tired, it's tracking and scanning your eyes with cameras in live time and videoing it and sending it back for human review on record. And whether you're in Australia or Italy or the United States, it's all being rolled out globally by corporate standardization that's in line with the government's, just like the vaccine passports have been set up globally by the UNWF. It's all one giant plan. And I remember 15 years ago explaining Alexa, the assistant of Amazon, is listening to you all the time. That's in the terms of service. How do you say, Alexa, tell me the temperature in Austin, Texas? How does it hear you when you do the prompt? It's listening all the time. And you go, well, I have nothing to hide. Why do you lock your doors at night? It's not that you're a criminal. It gives you another line of defense. Why do you lower your shades? It's about privacy. Why do you not put your bank account or passcode out on the internet? It's not that you're bad. It's that there's bad people. So the corporations and groups doing this, since the 50s, developed this plan to bring in a total panopticonic surveillance system to control you. That's what the internet was designed to do. It was called the Intergalactic Communication System. So from moment one, it has been about control and about making humans obsolete. So almost everybody, including in Congress, when Massey gets up and says, there can be mistakes, it could turn your engine off and make you wreck. So we shouldn't have kill switches. No, how about Fourth Amendment? How about it's videotaping you digitally, sending it all back to humans? How about they admit a month ago employees are speaking out at Meta because they're being told every day to look at millions of images and videos that you have your Meta glasses, and it's anything it thinks is questionable is sent back. It's all sent back, but it's flagged going back. So this is predatory from moment one, from the very, very, very start of this. So here's Bill Gates recently. Saying, no, we really don't need any humans anymore because we have AI. Exactly. You think you let it drive your car. Oh, it's just serving you. No, it's making you obsolete. So anything you give over to something, you are giving away your power. My best analogy of this is, why not just have a respirator put on? How about you just put your brain in a jar and wire into the matrix so you'll never have to lift a finger again and you don't have to breathe for yourself? This is part of life. This is part of the struggle. This is who you are. The whole thing is about getting rid of your humanity, putting you into a false paradigm. Are we in a simulation? Probably not. The whole thing's a giant third-dimensional simulation God made, but that's beyond a simulation. But they are building a whole new false, new paradigm, false universe that's digital. And the visions I've had that God's given me, where I'm literally told the future, and I come on air and say, here will be the future, and it is, in these visions. For decades this has happened. It only happens a few times a year. I'm told, and I'm shown other civilizations and other worlds and other species that were destroyed. They almost always create a false digital universe paradigm, a delusional system that they join by free will, and that is hell. A hell of your own making. And when I tell you this stuff, it's not to impress you. If you have any instincts or any spirit, you know I'm telling you the truth, and you've seen me do it. Okay? So, yeah, there's the, oh, hackers can get in and drive your car off a cliff, or the government could, or No, when they do lockdowns again, they've said they'll kill all our cars. They'll tell you during carbon control, oh, you can only drive on this day or that day. They have all the patents, all the plans. This is admitted. This is what they're doing. It's dystopian. It makes 1984 look like an owner's manual of liberty. So here is Bill Gates explaining, you're obsolete. We've got the clips of Klaus Schwab. We won't need too many people to polish the robots. But by the very nature of an industrial society in decadence and largesse, we do become decadent. We do make ourselves obsolete. But they're not going to have us on some galactic cruise ship like fat obese people in WALL-E. We're just going to be phased out, euthanized, controlled. So, and then I play this clip because I got a bunch of these and people shoot video of it happening. And I told you it happened to me. You go buy a Tahoe a year ago. And I know it's got, quote, driver assist and really has driverless systems. They haven't been activated fully yet. But they all have it in them now. And then you're looking down too much, you're doing stuff, and all of a sudden your gas pedal stops working. I told a story last week. And then it says, pull over, take a nap, are you tired? And in some of the cars, it's an AI voice. Oh, are you all right? And it all sounds like it cares about you, but it's about you being watched, you being controlled. You're a prisoner. You're a criminal. You have a jail guard in there with you. So people don't pay attention to the actual law or it happening, but they do pay attention when they're trying to get on the highway. And because it's a short woman, it can't scan her eyes, so it kills the car. So this is about giving total control over to this AI. It's what the 5G is about, what the drones are about, all of it. Here's the clips.
People are like, wow, this is a bit scary. It's completely new territory.
I mean, will we still need humans?
Not for most things. You know, we'll decide. I mean.
Yeah, so you're going to want to watch all of this one.
I've seen a few posts about this, and I wanted to comment on it because I have a personal experience with it. It isn't something that's happening in the future. It's something that's happening now. I rented a car in Europe, and as the woman handed me the car keys, she said, this is a brand new car. And she was like super excited about it. She was like, it's 2026. And I was like, awesome. No one's had a chance to like fart or smoke in it. This will be great. And I'd driven it for a day or two, and I was getting on a highway. It was a 6-lane highway. And all of a sudden, the gas stopped working. And I'm pressing on the gas. I can't get the car to go. So the car is dinging and it's making all this noise and I can't figure out what's going on. And I look at the dashboard and in English, it says, sit up straight. We can't find your eyes. Why do you need to see my eyes? That was my first thought. And I'm short, so I sit low in the seat. And I guess, I don't know, maybe I'd been driving a while and I'd kind of slouch down more instead of sitting upright. And when I sat upright, the gas would work once again. And so I pressed the gas, but I was slowing down enough that it was going to cause a traffic hazard. And the thing is, it knew I wasn't asleep because I was pressing on the gas. So it knew I was awake. It just wanted to see my eyes. So once I sat upright and leaned forward, I guess it did facial recognition. And then it says, may I send you these results to a third party? To which I said, no, you may not. No. Who is the third party? Who, first of all, who's watching me drive the car to begin with? Secondly, who is the third party you're sending it to? And lastly, it is so dangerous. There are so many scenarios where losing control of the gas can put a car in a very dangerous situation. Like, what if I was pulling out in front of a semi-truck? What if I was going over a railroad track? And the absolute worst part is the argument for this is to combat sleepy drivers. And the truth is, if you fall asleep while you're driving, you're not going to be pushing down all the way on the gas. You're going to let up. You're going to relax. No one keeps their foot pointed while they're asleep. And if they say, well, what about cruise control? Then just take off cruise control. Disable cruise control in cars. That's the solution. Not, I need to see your eyeballs for the car to work. there's so many dangerous, dangerous implications for this. But even if you're using it just for the good implication, you know, sleepy drivers, we need to see eyeballs at all times, it's still wrong. It's still a stupid idea.
But they already put it in the cars before they passed this law. Notice she's in Europe. It's there, too. It's all coordinated. It's all prepared. Ford's latest patent lets your truck scan your face and read your lips, and one day it could testify against you. This is all being rolled out because the elites control it. This is their control system. Unbelievable. Now, whether you're in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, man claims, this is AlexJonesLive.com, government drones surveilling backyard food gardens. No, he did a FOIA and got it, and it reported a video going viral on social media featuring a man claiming he discovered the government possessed drone footage of his backyard garden. And it says suspected food production in the document. People say, oh, he claims. No, he doesn't claim. I've got articles going back 20 years. Oh, you put a little pond in your backyard of a property of over 50 years. $1 million fine. Violates the wetland regulations. So this is all about total and absolute control. The article's at AlexJonesLive.com. Here's the video.
You guys, I'm freaking out right now. I did a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request on my name, and this is what I got. This is a drone surveillance video of my yard, of my private property, looking for food, looking for me growing food on my private property. Not only am I freaked out, but I'm furious. I'm furious. Everyone should be furious. We need to talk about this. Send this to someone who you think is growing food and would also be on the government watch list, because this is not okay.
And he got the FOIA back. It's listed here. Suspected food production. What, in like 1983 or whenever he sang the song, Bob Dylan, Sundown on the Republic. Someday, even growing your own home garden will be against the law. Now you're starting to get it. Let's come back next segment with Sundown on the Union, Bob Dylan. Now let's move into this because it all ties together. And again, when I explained this a few months ago, people just love to try to score points on X. And I don't mind that, but it's just really annoying. Marco Rubio and Trump and all of them declare there's a new world order. The globalists said they're having a new world order after World War II to phase in this whole system, bring in the cashless society control grid, the transhumanist system, the new world order as you know it. The old international order was being blown up by Trump. Now, as Iran, mistaken others, they're back in the driver's seat because it's in a crash world economy. They love it. So now Trump's working for the old new world order. I didn't say I even trusted Trump, but I said this is a new order, being a new international system. So when Rubio said a new world order, people go, oh, he means new world order. No, he means another order. But now it means an Israeli global domination order by controlling us. And I'll get to that next segment. And just unbelievable information. So I'm not defending either one of them. The point is that it's up for grabs. The old system's going down. A new system's coming in. I'm just stating what the facts are. It's like when I say, hey, yeah, Palantir is this big AI surveillance system, a predictive programming and predicting the future, and you only see it all over the news because Google and Microsoft and Amazon are even more advanced and had most of government contracts. They're going after Palantir because Trump brought them in to try to surveil them. It's not a defense of Palantir. It's what's going on. That's why you know about Palantir, because the corporate media is attacking it. Doesn't mean Palantir is good. I'm explaining what's happening. It's the new kid on the block, little tech becoming big tech, taking over. So it's not defending Rubio's new world order or Trump's new world order run by Israel. I'm stating what it is. To just say new world order, it means a new global domination, a new plan, a new system. It's an endorsement of that. It's to explain the term new world order doesn't mean just the globalist new world order. It can mean other world orders or the fight over who controls that order. So it's already too late to go to this clip. It's 2.5 minutes long. We're 2 minutes to break. I'm going to come back with Carney. And this sounds very dry, but slow it down. Listen to it. I had to watch it 5 times. And I could do an hour on this. And he's explaining that the U.S. order is falling apart. The new world order is failing. And the new world order is Canada, the third biggest energy producer, with the EU and China against America, and they've all made deals and said they're betting against America and Trump's attempt to take over the New World Order. So really, Trump said he was going to fight the New World Order. Really, it's a takeover of the globalist New World Order. And yeah, maybe they're not women, you know, men and women sports, and he gives us, you know, a little bit of talk, but at the end of the day, Trump's like, well, why get rid of this? We'll just run this. So really, Trump's not even getting rid of the New World Order. He's just going in and using corruption they've been involved in to kick them out, so he's in control of it. I think that's the best approximation of what all of this is. But just like I just showed you, Alexa 15 years ago watching, listening, all the other systems, total surveillance, a decade of the cars already watching you. Now they're just telling you about it. Just don't think this just started with Palantir. It's just the latest thing coming in, and there's a battle in big tech and all the AI wars of who's going to run it. They're all battling to get the Ring of Mordor into their hands. They're all scrabbling in a big barroom brawl with their daggers out to get the ring racer, scrabbling and fighting to get the ring. The ring's already there to bring everybody together and then in the darkness bind them. We'll pull up that J.R.R. Tolkien clip when we come back, but let's come back with Sundown on the Union. Sure was a good idea until freedom got in the way. So I want to get the big picture here, and we'll tie it into what this new world order is, this new world order. We'll be back on the other side, my friends. But remember, it's so revolutionary. That's why I harp on it. RealAlexJones.com on X. Follow us there at AJN on X and at Rumble.com/AJN on Rumble. That's the new coordinates. Share that right now. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at AlexJonesApp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to AlexJonesLive.com. Share the URL, AlexJonesApp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. Rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Coordinates of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Democracy don't rule the world. This world is run by violence. It's a lot of real estate indeed.
And a dog comes from India. And a flower pot from Pakistan. All the furniture, it said, made in Brazil. Well, a woman, she slaved for sure. Bringing home 30 cents a day to a family of 12. You know that's a lot of money to her.
See a time coming when your home garden's against the law.
People complaining that there is no work. I say, what do you say that for? When nothing you've got is U.S. made, they don't make nothing here no more. You know capitalism is above the law. It says it don't compromise itself. When it comes to
rule the world, but that's better left unsaid.
Well, that job that you used to have, they give it to somebody down in El Salvador. While the unions are big business friends, and they're going out like a dinosaur.
The key.
I can see the day coming when even your whole gardener's gonna be against the law.
I can see a day coming when even your home garden's gonna be against the law. Talk about tomorrow's news today.
Sure was a good idea.
Democracy don't rule the world. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid. From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed. And a man's gonna do what he has to do when he's got 100 miles to feed. Well, he sent down on the Union and was paid in the USA. Sure was a good idea till we got in the way.
Grow corn on the moon and eat it raw. I never even heard that song. And my uncle out in East Texas is a guy who was in Army Special Operations. I ran Contra, all that. He had a 100-watt radio station on a 200-foot tower by a shortwave tower. It went out like 30 miles in all directions into Palestine, Texas, Fairfield, Texas, Buffalo. And he picked up Genesis Radio. Huge listenership everywhere out there. I'd run into old farmers and stuff. They go, your name's Alex Jones. I knew your grandpa. Well, you're not the Alex Jones on the radio, are you? I listen to it every day. Everybody listens. But my uncle like gave me a little cue card. He goes, here's what you ought to play. It was like 7-8 songs. I never heard Sun Down on the Union. He goes, this is visionary right here. So that's my uncle, William Forrest Hammond's playlist there for you. Love you so much. I better be good so I go to heaven and see you again. But the point is that's where we're at. Now, I talk about all the old timers I got to know, because when I first got on air in 94, 95, I was just doing barely access TV, just figuring it out. 96, got a local radio show. 98, syndicated. The rest is history. And I got syndicated because I went out and put in the ISDN line and signed a contract and paid for it at the local station. They rolled their eyes. Oh, you're going to be syndicated. Also, they're hearing calls from Michigan and New York and California and Florida. They're like, good God. Suddenly Jay Leno was talking about me and everything else. And they got new owners and they fired me because we had number one ratings in Austin. It just shows freedom is popular. It wasn't that I was some 20-something-year-old kid, top-rated and awesome by the time I was like 23. It was because freedom's popular. You know, they can put billions of dollars into CBS News and has less viewers than myself or Joe Rogan. That's not about how great Joe Rogan is or Alex Jones. It's about how pathetic they are. But I think about all the old-timers that are dead now, like these guys. Anthony J. Hilder was putting out records in the late 60s about the Illuminati and the New World Order. And here he is. This is from like 1992, 93, on Access TV in Los Angeles, talking about the New World Order and what it wanted to do. And he had a big government. This guy was CIA whistleblower about it. And so I was so blessed that I got to get super popular right when all these old guys wanted to get everybody to pass the baton. And Hilder was a mentor too. Hilder would send me all these clips. He'd send me ideas. He'd say, you should make films. Remember Hilder in 96 had him on his guest. He goes, you're really smart. You got an access show. They got editing equipment down there. I make films. They do really well. It wakes people up. You should make films. You know, everybody has like a coffee cup or a newsletter. He goes, it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi in Empire Strikes Back when Luke sees him when he's out there freezing to death as a vision. He says, you must go to Dagobah and meet the Jedi Master Yoda who instructed me. He's literally like, you are going to make films. You are going to be literally like these guys were all so freaking cool, man. It was all like Yoda, Ted Gunnarsson, all of them. It's not about me. It's like these guys were so cool. And And Hilda, right at the end a few years ago, was still making films. But I just look, it's weird to get older, just nostalgia gets stronger and stronger. Like, I love these guys back when I knew them well, and they were alive, but now it's like, God almighty, what badasses. Because they went through a lot of stuff to get you this information. Who was the name of the guy by the 40s was exposing the Rothschilds in the Federal Reserve? He put out Eustace Mullins stuff, too, from his nursing home. Anthony Hilder did, but who was the other guy? They put out the Illuminati tapes in the late 60s. What was that guy's name? On records. I mean, that's OG stuff right there, baby. Everybody like argues, who's the OG? William Cooper, Alex Jones. We're not OGs. We're Johnny Come Lately. So I mean, compared to people now, we're OGs, but it's not about the credit. It's about these badasses. So here's a clip of Anthony Hilder. And then let's dovetail that with Carney, the globalist that's now in control of Canada, talking about how, oh, the new alliance is Canada, the EU, and China. And then that goes into Rubio. And there's one more here, too. Go ahead and roll those clips. Here it is.
The New World Order really consists of three aspects. There is a New World political system that everyone today is calling the New World Order. As well as that, there is an economic plan for the New World Order. And that is called the New World Economic Order. In addition to those two items, there's a third plan for religion. You see, the planners of the world know that men need a religion of some kind, even if it's a false one. So they have a plan to give us a new age world global occultic religion. So really there's three aspects to this new world order. A new world economic order in which a computer chip will be injected into our hands or foreheads as a means to track, control, and identify us, and will also be used to make our purchases and scan.
Well, they've already put the program in Los Angeles. In fact, a trilateralist named Mayor Bradley, Uncle Tom Bradley, was responsible for putting this in dogs.
Right.
And your children will be considered like animals, and operating through the Council on Foreign Relations, through the Trilateral Commission, through the Club of Rome, through Global 2000, which wants to reduce the population of the planet by, 25%. That's 1,250,000,000 people have to be exterminated by the year 2000.
Well, they can do that.
So
they
essentially, this Illuminati then is the group of men who control not only all the money on the planet through all the world banks and the Federal Reserve and so on, but they control essentially all the governments. And so these men are planning to bring about a global form of government that's unique in all history. It's a total enslaving system of world communism and fascism, controlled by a hierarchy in Europe that Anthony calls what? The oligarchy.
Well, no, I call it the evilarchy.
The evilarchy.
The oligarchy of evil.
So these men are satanically inspired, and of course we get that term from the Bible, which means the devil. They're satanically inspired to bring about a global form of government to every nation on earth.
Close my remarks with a few observations on strategic autonomy, recognizing that security and prosperity today extend well beyond the traditional areas of food, energy, and defense, important as they are, to include space-based communications, semiconductors, digital sovereignty, critical minerals, independent payment systems, clean energy, and vaccines. And our strategic imperative is to build these sovereign capabilities with the most trusted partners, and that creates enormous opportunities for partnership between Canada and Europe. We view ourselves as highly complementary to your economic and security goals. That's demonstrated through the work we're doing with the presidencies on the new EU-Canada strategic partnership of the future, building deeper relationships from digital to defense, supply chains to security. We're honored to be the first non-European country as part of the EU SAFE initiative. We would observe that in the last year, we have struck $18 billion worth of critical minerals deals across 20 of the world's leading critical minerals. The way to look at this is we are warehousing these to look for government-to-government deals with our close partners and under the rubric of the G7 first and foremost, but then more broadly. We're working with European partners across the technology stack from hardware, cloud infrastructure, artificial intelligence, and space. And as we'll discuss later, we are an energy superpower, third largest oil producer, fourth largest natural gas, largest hydro renewable base. We're committed to addressing climate change while providing reliable, affordable energy to our citizens and partners. In closing, we're here because of your invitation. Again, thank you for that. But we're here because of the moral and security imperatives of our cooperation in the Caucasus, in the Baltics, in Ukraine, across Europe, and also because of the immense potential for our partnerships to build a better, more prosperous, sustainable, and just world for our citizens. And I'll close with this. It's my strong personal view that as the international order will be rebuilt, but it will be rebuilt out of Europe. And so
states need to take over the Venezuelan oil industry.
Well, we don't need to. First of all, let me go back up. We don't need Venezuela's oil. We have plenty of oil in the United States. What we're not going to allow is for the oil industry in Venezuela to be controlled by adversaries of the United States. You have to understand, why does China need their oil? Why does Russia need their oil? Why does Iran need their oil? They're not even in this continent. This is the Western Hemisphere. This is where we live. And we're not going to allow the Western Hemisphere to be a base of operation for adversaries, competitors, and rivals of the United States.
Have specific oil companies?
We also want to see that oil and the proceeds from it. Hold on. We want to see the oil proceeds of that country benefit the people of Venezuela. Why have 8 million people left Venezuela? 8 million, the single largest mass migration probably in modern history, left Venezuela since 2014 because all the wealth of that country was stolen to the benefit of Maduro and his cronies and the regime, but not to the benefit of people of Venezuela. You know how destabilizing 8 million migrants is? The number one fear that Brazil has, that Colombia has, that all these countries in the region have about what's happening in Venezuela and our involvement is they're afraid of another mass migration event. That's what they fear. This is deeply destabilizing stuff. It's not going to continue to happen. They are not going to come from outside of our hemisphere, destabilize our region in our own backyard, and us have to pay the price for it, not under President Trump.
Let's talk big picture.
All right, so the old system's coming down. There's a scramble over the new system. But we, the people, can come into that gap and educate the public who's ready to hear the truth. This is a key time to be alive. So I mentioned this earlier, but here's some of the headlines. Israel to pour $730 million into propaganda arm amid reputational crisis. The Gallup polls, lowest approval in the world. Netanyahu already spent since last year declared an information war on America, $500 million, now $730 million by the Israeli government to engage in domestic propaganda in America. Totally illegal. I don't care if it's the Chinese, the Russians, the French, the Easter Bunny. That's wrong. But they've set up this clash of civilizations. Then you have, just as an example, AIPAC has already put in $50 million to try to primary in a couple of weeks Thomas Massie. And Thomas Massie just followed his constituents' lead and said, yeah, release the Epstein list, as Trump had said. Just like MTG and myself, Trump then demonizes it. And everything we've warned Trump about is happening. So Massey really is carrying on the birthright or the baton of Ron Paul. So this is a powerful little political ad they just put out last night explaining this. We need Massey to not get primaried in Kentucky and to continue on because AIPAC wants to move in and not just control our foreign policy, they would control our domestic policy to control the foreign policy. And anyone helping them do this is involved in treason. It's that simple. Here's the piece of information.
On the receiving end of some vicious, vicious stuff. That, of course, is Thomas Massie.
The rift between Congressman Thomas Massie and President Trump is getting much more serious.
The president's really mad at Thomas Massie right now.
Yes.
But Thomas Massie is not bought and paid for.
Thomas Massie can't be bought, just like Ron Paul couldn't be bought.
I sometimes call him the Ron Paul of Congress.
We call him Rand Paul Jr.
What he represents is an independent voice within the Republican Party who believes in balanced budgets, low taxes, and less foreign war.
We were tired of endless wars in the Middle East and tired of wars in Eastern Europe.
There's a big deal of overlap with President Trump on that.
All of the things that MAGA explicitly voted for.
Do I prefer a neoconservative pro-war Republican over Massey? Hell no, I don't.
He is actually representing a lot of the people in the MAGA base who are saying, we don't want this war.
He's a bit of a rogue guy.
Since Ron Paul left Congress, I've been saying publicly that Thomas Massey is the best congressman in the country.
This moron, you gotta get rid of this loser.
If you attack me, I'm probably gonna dig in. I'm not bullied.
He's honest and he's tough fighting against the cover-up of the Epstein files. That's what Thomas Massey's doing, and Trump calls him a loser for it.
The guy is a national hero at this point.
They're treating him like he's treasonous.
They love voting no. They think it's good politically. The guy's polling at about 9%.
No, you're talking about someone that is beloved in Kentucky.
He's certainly been successful here in the district.
His no-nonsense libertarian flair has made him a Kentucky fan favorite since 2012.
This is how we really truly drain the swamp.
I'm with Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna. Let's go, baby.
This might be one of these last stages where all of a sudden truth breaks out.
Ron Paul raised big bucks and some major eyebrows with a very successful one-day internet fundraising drive. It's amazing.
It's being called a money bomb.
That's what his supporters call it, his money bomb.
It's a one-day record for internet donations. Paul lags in the polls, but he has inspired a devoted following.
It was astounding, and it astounded the media and gave us a lot of credibility.
And who are his supporters? Well, they're Republicans, they're Democrats, they're independents, they're young people, old people, anybody who is disenchanted with the candidates now in the lead.
I don't hold grudges against anybody.
You know, you could say I disagree with Thomas Massey, but if you think Thomas Massey is the problem,
you are the problem.
I couldn't agree more.
He's fighting back, and he has some arguments that are pretty strong.
I think I'm going to donate money to Massey's campaign.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
Why?
It would be a tragedy if they get away with lying through their teeth about Thomas Massey.
But it's very necessary that these money bombs be successful.
Trump is being directed for at least 10 months by the Israeli lobby to target all the original MAGA who stand in the way of them controlling this country. It's that simple. Now, we've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm and right about the open borders and right about the wars and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. The very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, you name it, it's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is RealAlexJones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the T-shirts that are limited edition there. So a lot of stuff that's sold out sometimes you'll find at RealAlexJones.com. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com is available at RealAlexJones.com, like the modern, updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, 5 different limited edition laser-engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at RealAlexJones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at RealAlexJones.com. And some of the deals there are even better than the deals you're going to find at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Some of the deals at AlexJonesStore.com are better than there. It's apples and oranges. But when we set up RealAlexJones.com, it was only to fund the experimental preparation in case InfoWars got shut down for the Alex Jones Network. Now it's all merged in and supports the Alex Jones Network, but we're keeping both sites up because people love them. RealAlexJones.com and TheAlexJonesStore.com. Both of those are the coordinates of liberty. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. So if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, methylene blue sold out or methylene red sold out or bovine colostrum sold out, they always hold back 10% the same warehouse in Arkansas of the same products. And a lot of times you can find it there. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it, and you can cancel any time. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special offers, cancel any time. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com. All right. That's it for this transmission. He's coming in with tons of clips, breaking news, the latest developments. Harrison Smith, War Room Live, starts now, right here on the burgeoning Alex Jones Network. Stronger than ever, thanks to all of you. Share those live feeds right now. As the War Room begins, find the feeds at Real Alex Jones right now and share them. Mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market, but the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run. They're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off. That's about to end. And it goes on and on and on. Thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones Network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition T-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the five different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, Skull Crusher, Brass Knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like $100-something in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure to take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.